Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. We're broadcasting here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. I'm Psychic Extrinity Man, and this is the Psychic Extrinity Man's Spiritual Link. We're meeting tonight, 2 hours, nothing but free readings. If you want to call in and give us call us at 646-721-90. They're absolutely free. You can ask them, try to keep it down if you can, but we'll sit here and take as much time as we can with you. And right now, so doing angel card readings. See me on Blog TV. Broadcasting on Blog TV. I'll give you guys an idea what kind of to use. You can check me out on Blog TV right now. We're actually showing the cards. These cards here are actually healing with the Archangel deck and Dizzle deck. And we put them together for a big deck. It's a very powerful deck, and then we actually do pyramid readings with these two. We actually have a variation of 7, 5, and 3 card readings, so get a chance on the whole thing. We're also taking it one step further, too, as well. We also have a new deck, actually two Archangel Oracle cards, and actually Archangel Raphael Oracle cards. And if you're on Blog TV, you see that too, as we're showing them right now. Two powerful decks, Archangel Michael Raphael. We put the decks together as one deck. Also, if you're new, a very big deck, also very powerful as well. So if you want to call in here and give us and want to specify, if you want to use these decks, just want to ask some questions, go right ahead. Also, we're talking about readings and that kind of stuff, and I also do private readings as well. Call me and get a private reading with me, which right now we have a special until the end of the year, which is an hour reading. That's $33.33 for an hour. For a 40-minute reading, it's $22.22. A 20-minute reading, it's $11.11. So until then, this is the holiday season. So give one to somebody. We actually have blocks of time, too, if you want to sit there and call and get the details as well. But reading for yourself, buy one for somebody else. It's, the rates right now, because usually it's around for an hour reading, it's like $99. And if you want to, you can contact me through my website, which is actually psychicxjourneyman.com. Again, it's 740-508-863 or psychicxjourneyman.com. And like I was also talking about, donations to the show, like to really put a lot into the show about. You can show to as well as going to my blogs, going to my, website, which is psychicxjourneyman. Go to the page, which is actually on the same page as, if I'm not mistaken, so the contact page and the reading page, and just donate to the show. Also, I get some funds so I can complete some schooling, I guess. There's a school called Arthur Finley College over in England, and I'm being prompted to really go there, where it's just like my guidance is taking me there. So if you want to help you as well, call. And at 740-0-8864, go to the website, psychicxjourneyman.com. If you want to ask, give me a call, 40-500-83. Find out how much it would cost to advertise on a two-hour show. Give me a call, and I'll have my... Also, if you want to sponsor the show, we're looking for sponsorship right now, too, as well. So give me a call at 740-500-8863, and then sit down and talk about it. I'm sure we can have some ways. And it's one of those things for win-win situations. So if you like the format of the show and that kind of stuff, and you want to review this, give us a call. 740-8863. And with that out of the way, we also talk about sync CDs, Hemi sync CDs. Hemi, that's spelled H-E-M-I hyphen sync, SYNC.com. That's a really great CD. Pretty much they have CDs for anything you can think of, ailments, that kind of stuff, deep meditation, audio for meditations. Been using several years now, so give it a try. That's www.hemi-sync.com. Sync, simply go to www.brain.com. The difference between HemiSync and BrainSync is BrainSync is actually subliminal CDs. And the technology is a whole lot better than it was in the 70s, so give those a try. They have a lot of those CDs too, and they really they just enhance everything that goes along with the whole, really help you more connect with yourself. And HemiSync CD technology, it actually helps. There's a tone underneath the music, and it actually helps the both hemispheres work together. So try those CDs, and they're really specials right now, too, as well. So go to this website, www.brainsync.com, and www.hemi-sync. We were also going over some things here where I was looking at things, meditations and focusing on certain things, as in meditation, finishing meditations, or statements, and the kind of thing we use at night, or whether you can use this one here. Here basically says, "I am now conscious of God, of my Christ self. I am the Christ of God, the self of God. Through this consciousness of the reality of me, I open the doors spirit. I draw into my mind and feeling the wholeness of spirit and the allness of God. My conscience filled the light of truth. I know now that there is nothing truly desire that is not at this very end of the door of my consciousness, ready to appear in my life. So it's the ideal, if you can imagine it. It exists, and it's you are the vehicle that brings it. I have only to be conscious of this truth, and every need is met, every problem solved, every question answered. My consciousness of God within is all I need, will ever need eternity. So basically, you can bring these things into reality, focusing on just the truth. Guarantee every time you'll be able to result of all the things that. And we're going to be doing some readings here in a minute. We're just trying to get some information out there to show everybody what it's all about and how easy it is to access things in your life by realizing. See here. You can leap things into existence if you believe in your heart, and you do. Then this powerful step to the riches in your all there is God, the only presence and power of the universe, all loving, all wise, all knowing, all powerful. Every visible thing is an expression of God. All is God in different degrees of manifestation. Man is the high manifestation of God. Man is God in expression, image and likeness of God. The very spirit of God, the ideal of the original sin, is that a God of which tempt man is absurd and is not in keeping with the nature of God. The hygiene has nothing to do with sin, only the spiritual development. Each individual is a special individualization of God with the power of choice. Therefore, we create our own with our minds. Thought is creative. Thinking is all action. Law of being, consciousness must outlaw. Man is God. Man is law. Man is God life in expression. And this life cannot continue. God is our perfect health. And as we realize this truth, be reflected in our body. The abundant life for each individual is God. God is the source of all prosperity and is providing us with whatever we need in the future. Meditate way of entering the inner kingdom and can be a dynamic life experience. Man is mortal. See, that's what man thinks. Man is actually immortal and has no death. Simply a passing from one plane to another. Reincarnation is an absolute certainty. No religious authority should ever stand between man and his consciousness of God. The voice of God within speaks directly to each individual. Evil exists only in our minds. It is a human creation. He told us not to resist. When we achieve a consciousness, evil disappears in our lives. It's not real, but can appear real if we fight it. The inspired, infallible word of God is Christ indwelling each individual. The Bible was not intended to be interpreted literally in all its parts. It must be read through the heart, put it through the spirit, and tell yourself, I have the power within me to realize the fulfillment of each one of my desires, whatever that may be. Through the love, wisdom, and power of my supermind, I have the ability to add any necessary change in my body or affairs, even my wonderful inner self. As long as you keep that in focus and keep in mind, then you should be able to accomplish anything and realize that nothing. It's only your, what the turn say, it's only the idea of interpretation of what say reality is that actually holds you back. And ask and tell yourself all the time, I am willing to release all fear of unforgiveness and so that I may experience peace instead of pain. our person that we were sitting here talking about, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael. And what you need to do in the idea of Archangel Michael is, you know, focusing and sitting down on a certain thing that I do, where I say, dear God, angels, archangels, helping my be accurate, detailed, and filled with blessings for everyone involved. Thank you for helping me understand the deeper meanings of eating and each person's asking for guidance that I do. And when I sit there and do that and focus very clearly, I hear those messages a whole lot well. And it just makes everything different and everything really intense. There are variations. Sit there and talk to them simply by one-on-one, or you can, like I said before, dear God, angels, archangels, and masters, guardian angels, guide yourself, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, please help me clearly hear, see, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide me, and please guide my readings so that they are in the light, are specific and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. Thank you, and thank you. So, we're going to get on with our shift and let's start doing some readings. What do you say? I just want everybody to sit there and look at the situation. And the one thing I keep hearing is people who want to sit there don't realize how important the work is to actually obtain certain things, to realize that your subconscious mind is working against you. And this can be a problem. So what we're trying to do when we say do the work is the idea of subconscious mind for you. This is getting really tricky. Okay, we're trying to, hold on guys, we're just switchboard going. All right. Got all kinds of things popping up here. All right. I'm going to get to our first caller here, but let's go on. Let's just get calls here, and then we'll go to some cards. So I have the numbers here tonight. What we're going to do is be looking at people's area codes, and I have it booked in here. And Doreen Virtue, get out there. Then we got this book here called Angel Numbers 101, where they have the definitions of all the numbers from basically 1 to 99, 9, no, sorry, 3 numbers, 9. It was a look at some reflections here, and the first one I saw was a number keeps showing itself to me all day, which is 222. So I was going to look that up and tell you guys, 222, trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone, and let go and have faith. Basically, this one here is saying, you know, the situation is a healing miracle is engendered by your faith, clear connection to or more ascended masters who have heard and answered your prayer. The more you stay positive in your thoughts, speech, actions, and written words, the better this experience will be for you and your loved ones. So the idea, whatever you're focusing on at the moment, is hearing that a manifestation is about to happen, so don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. So this is it here. We got the first number out there, and plus we're going to pull cards. Everybody who's calling in right now, as we're pulling the number out, we're going to be pulling the number out here real quickly. So from the Archangel Mikey to Raphael deck, and we're going to pull a card out. When we be bringing you on, tell us how that card is related with you. It's really amazing that when we do this, how this card reflects me. Who's listening? And then we're going to pull one from the Healing Archangel deck too as well. All right, we're going to cut the deck here. Then we're going to put it out. We're going to pull the card, which is actually an Archangel Michael card. And Archangel Michael, this is the positive thoughts, positive. There's also a prayer with this, which says, divine love and wisdom, I call upon, I know that my binds are eternal, fully and continually connected to you. I ask my higher self to be aware and conscious of the light that is within every person and situation. I think it's one of those things of saying to yourself, divine love and wisdom, all upon you now. I know that my mind and emotions are eternally, continually connected to you. This means we are loving, and the wisdom we need is within ourselves. That lies the connection. And the spiritual part that I actually realize, like spirituality, of being connected to the one supreme God. And it's my higher self to be aware and conscious of the love and light that is within every person, which means every person that comes in contact with me are Asian. Going from this divine love and wisdom, you will always know each person, what their intent is, and everything you always know what it's all about. When we look it up in the book to get a deeper meaning of that card, trying to find quick. Very stiff book when he's got these cards not too long ago. Yeah, sit there, and also I sit there and tell people to pay attention to their dreams too. A lot of kids do there too. Create positive results. It's basically talking about a situation calls for uplifting, which are the magic ingredients you've been looking for. You may protest, already have a positive mindset. Archangel Michael advises you to purge your thoughts and speech of any worries or other negativity that's your manifestation. Michael's that you can tell how constructive you're by recent events in your life, as there is a direct relation between the and positive results. He'll help buoy your spirits to a truly benevolent, so that your experience be and the positive specific meaning. Adopt a daily or hourly practicing positive affirmations. Read a book or take a class or affirmations. Avoid blaming yourself or others instead of focusing on the situations. Rather than worry about something, pray in a loving, compassionate state of mind. That's our card on the Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael deck. And I hope that really resonated with you and the right of you right now, which that card really resonates with me. So I was just kind of curious how it resonates with you. The idea that we're close to manifesting something, as in a relationship or reuniting with somebody, or the idea of getting the financial abundance that you deserve. You know, sometimes we get a little antsy, a little, anxiety, and those certain things. I do is trying to get you to use certain things, affirmation techniques, whatever it is, to actually calm and balance your energy. So you see, basically what it is, you focus and use these affirmations up to this point. So what's going on is we want to stay positive and focused and make sure the energy is good and focusing on just what we want and the outcome we want. So that's affirmations, working with angels, helps us with that energy. Once we do get that vibration up to where we want it to attract what we want, we also want to bash you out too. So that's very important. Now we're going to pull a card from the heels of the Archangel deck too. And as you go through these things, sometimes I'm nervous and that kind of stuff. I know it's in the process of doing the show sometimes, I do a lot more breathing techniques because I definitely want to say it in a good way, and I want to be heard. Also, I want to be understood. There's no use to come across with a bunch of information across the lines that people don't understand. So it's one of the encouragement. Well, if heard anything on the show or anything like that, and you're just curious, or you just understand, feel embarrassed, ask the questions, get the clarification that you're looking for. It definitely matters. Okay, here we go. One more time. I'm going to sit there and cut the deck here, and we're going to pull the card out. All right. Our card urging, which actually goes along with the first one. If we focus positive thoughts, we get positive results. This basically says when we continue to do so, we're going to throw it this way. What it's saying is it really clearly is that we have a lot of things happening. Things are coming to your minutes are all coming out, and as the word says, but also in this situation, you are also emerging too from your former self into something that's giving you that encouragement, saying, you know, now you're coming to a place changing. And in the process of you're definitely going to see a difference in the more positive way. Now, when we look in the book, emerging self, radiant, powerful, successful, and intelligence is now shining through the surface. Allow your true self to be visible to others. Lift them up and inspire them. So there are definitely examples to everybody else as well. The saying is, excuse me, you are an awesome system in so many ways, and you are beginning to trust and review nature more easily. At one time, you may have that to hide your feelings from others or even yourself. Now, however, you realize how vital and attractive expressing your authentic self is. Those are guiding you to honor your true feelings by expressing them to yourself and to others. The angels help you lovingly talk your feelings. No misunderstandings occur with friends and loved ones. Angels will never guide you to do or say anything that could hurt anyone else. They will also ensure that your life will emerge to inner peace, your true self come out and play. So I think it's a really powerful card. I think it kind of set the show off. And if anybody has any comments and it reflects your life, or anything goes along with the situation, I mean, whatever it is, sure. Hear it. So let's get on with our callers. All right. Let's bring them on. Anything go on here? All right. Sometimes it's green, getting on my nerves. All right. Okay. Let's bring on our first call. Let me see here. That would be... Okay, let's try it again. Area code 6. Welcome to for you. And what's your name? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You're on the air.
I am?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, you are.
It's a little bit hard to hear you, but thank you for taking my call. I was hoping I could get a reading, a relationship reading. I've been in a most amazing, purely connected, spiritually developing, ancient kind of relationship feeling anyway for about 4 years, but taking a turn to the bad in the last two, when he's been experiencing some physical challenges that doctors feel are anxiety related and psychics feel are related to his repressing psychic ability. We experience the most pristine love, holy love, and sometimes and other times we can't seem to match our emotional, mental, physical, or our resonance with each other. And while it's been very growing, it's also exhausting. just really am looking for some guidance as to what is going on with the relationship, what I should do, how should he, we, I proceed.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to sit and focus on the situation at hand and get something like a mirror of two people reflecting. And there's like, I'm not sure how you put it, but it's like looking at the situation and going, there's too much thinking. I have to take the energy back down to and start seeing it from that point of view. And realizing in the process of that, there's nothing to do but follow that guidance. See, I learned the reflections that you're reflecting each other. The process of things happen, it might be happening just that way. Because you're sitting here talking, certain things that's to reflect that's kind of confusing.
Yeah, I can't hear you very well.
Yeah, I was sort of looking at that too, trying to figure out why. Let's see here. No, can you hear me at all?
I can. It's just that sometimes you seem to be going underwater.
Okay. You're thinking that you have to do something. What can I do? And the answer to me is you need to understand that you don't have to do anything yourself. There's too much thinking going on. You're taking the energy down and seeing where it resonates from, or how it resonates. If you understand that, then you're too much in your head and you need to bring the energy back down to your...
Okay. I really have been practicing a lot of just allowing and trying to recognize the real self and him that and me and just allowing and giving space for spirit to come in and guide. Like I said, it's just exhausting and we both are wondering. I'm sorry?
Well, see, that's the one thing. It shouldn't be exhausting. It's the idea of realizing the connection that you have is a twin flame connection. To also realize the situation you just part. It's an ancient connection, which is, that it's a twin flame is being created. That's basically at the beginning of creation. And the twins been together for a while. And we know, I was telling a friend of mine, I've told clients, if you imagine an energy or your mind as a soul, the spirit, realize how powerful that is. Imagine that God created us that was so powerful and so we can contain it in one body. So therefore, in a woman, he splits the energy and divides it into the two beings, female. So therefore, when the two twin flames come back together, can you imagine reconnecting? You have to learn how to balance it out. And like I said, the most thing in a situation like you is to learn how, like you said before, just let it go. And also the situation is that we have a tendency to do is we have a tendency to impose our one else. We've heard before where somebody says, well, this guy's not doing this. I would do it. The truth is he never will. He will always do it his way because it's sure. And that's just the way he perceives things. And therefore, this is another thing to realize too, to learn from. Is just let people be who they are. And like you said, let God be God. But, and the same thing too, of creation, we can do the same thing having dominion that we have to realize we are not for no one. And in the process, if we do want to, we have to take responsibility of ourselves. It seems to reflect that, and you'll start seeing the things in your. But when you're trying to make things happen, then you stepped over the threshold that's becoming manipulation because you want it. You're not letting it unfold naturally. And the process of naturally means just taking a letting it go and feeling calmness to yourself and then going back down there and focusing on that one and just say, I am love. And the process of focusing, I always tell people to focus on the essence behind the heart, which is the connection to God. We find that and we just say to ourselves, I am love. Love. You're saying, I love myself. I love God. So therefore, in the process of doing that, the connection has always been there, been no severed. It's not letting you, I feel alone. Once you connect with the heart center, you're not. You get that sense of, as the person you're with is not the person who makes you feel complete. He's just the completion, the last piece of the puzzle. Now you have someone to share your life with, good or bad, you know? So it's kind of easy to do that with the situation that you have an aura or when you have other to utilize the energy to go forward. So if him, say, we'll give you an example. Like if you sit there and act a certain way that you're not, that's unfair, that you're not too really keen to, or it irritates you in a certain way. It's the idea of taking a step back and tell, this is him. This is him. And without this horrible trait that I don't like, he would be a different person.
Those are the kinds of experiences that I find exhausting. It's not so much that I try to manipulate or to change things. I really am not. I'm very open to guidance. I'm very open to whatever God's will is. It's just a continuous process of having to work and seeing this is truth and this is reality and this is the person who is speaking to him, and just to analyze the whole spiritual, emotional dynamics of it. It's like constantly being in school. And while I'm very grateful for the lessons and the developments, and truly I live very grounded and very stable. It's just the work to maintain, it's like constantly having to work to maintain that inner peace from in myself, and I'm sure that he does it in himself too. And we're very open to accepting whatever it is, but it just seems that something within us keeps telling us, no, it's almost like we're two magnets, and we keep wanting to be with each other, and yet when we're with each other, oftentimes we don't want to be. It's almost like we feel drained by each other, and yet there's never, even in those moments, there's never a lack of love. It's just a recognition of, right now, you're draining me, or I'm draining you. And like I said, it's just like constantly being in school. Mm-hmm. My question is more along the lines of, how long, and why, and what's going on, and is there, what happened 2 years ago, and how long is it going to continue, and should we, at what point do you allow so much that you lose who you are? More along those lines, really.
Mhm. Well, I'm just saying. I was just kind of pondering and looking at the note. I was looking up here. Yeah. I'm curious what it was. The number, but based on what it means is your intuition has steered you in the right direction. With resilient, blessed career and your finances. It's almost like you get an impression, too. Your intuition is steering you in the right direction, so you should definitely listen to yourself. We sit here talking about the situation, and basically sometimes they say that you don't fall into place as quick as you want to, or if you catch yourself in the situation where you want things to be moved a little bit faster than usual. Just realizing that you haven't loved enough. Just the ideal that you're still holding back. Just a little bit of part of yourself have a tendency to do. They have a tendency to say, well, everything to somebody, you have to keep something for yourself. And I think that there's still a little bit in there somewhere. So we just want people to understand us as letting go completely. Because the idea of trusting, not just trusting the person, you also trust yourself. A decision in the right direction, let yourself be completely a part of whatever's going on. And in this situation, it's a relationship. And you're going to continue to learn, and you look at the situation itself, too. I still feel like it's one of those things that both people need to. It happens. The more we let go of the situations, the quicker you get through these obstacles, as people call them, speed bumps. And everything goes. It's like looking at the situation. Okay, the person did this. Or like you were talking about before, too. Hold on.
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Being pulled in the past. Being pulled, you know, certain things coming from the past and realizing that. Are you using those things to learn from? Are you using them to learn to? Are you using them to learn? Using them to win an argument? So
no,
doing anything where you can like.
Yeah. Well, we really.
Mm-hmm.
We really don't try to win arguments. Honestly, it's more of. It's very interesting the state of development that we've come to. It's where we can honestly look at each other and say, this isn't feeling good right now. I'm going to walk away for a moment, maybe for a day. We'll be back. But, you know, there's always a certainty. There's always a certainty of what is going to continue. But it's just, you know, it's like you said, it's almost like we've been trying to learn how to reconnect. It's that the whole concept of a twin flame sounds very, very true. We're so alike, and yet we're mirrors to each other. We reflect to each other the best and the worst. And we've learned to speak very openly and very honestly, and to say, you know, I don't feel that. This is the right kind of energy right now, or this is, you know, where we either, as I said, very much is like, really what I'm hoping to get an insight, and I'm so grateful for your time, thank you, is, are we swimming upstream? We both are, you know, we're very conscious of this, but are we swimming upstream just because we're trying to impose our wills, we want to love each other, even though we're allowing with each other, are we not allowing of God's will for us? We're really wondering, you know, should we continue to try to worship it? Should we let it be? I don't know. You know, just
well, see, that's what I was saying. It's like the idea when you said you make the statement. Of trial, it's the idea you're. When I said turn, let me go. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't hear you. You're
and just
the really bad connection. Hello?
Something? No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. You went away for a while.
Okay.
Hello?
Saying the situation is, like I said before, two people need to learn to like. To learn from the reflections, not analyze. Just look at the situation and see, okay, what does it reflect back to me? And with the other person as well. Because when we get caught up in the situation, say, okay, dear, you're not getting it. I don't think it's really irresponsible to tell me in the sense of what it is. And seeing what reflects back to you and learning from that reflection. Of there and pass that on to the person and say, well, this is what I learned in this experience. In the process of us being together, I learned this about myself. This allows the other person to tell you what they've learned too.
Right.
So that's what I was saying, to let go of things for what they are, step back and go, oh, I never knew that about myself. Whatever it is, that one step further. And I just feel... It's like not the idea of taking a break and from a relationship or each other. It's just you finding time for yourself that you might have to disappear or something like that, hiking or something by yourself. So there's no justification in your relationship break from each other. It's just that as we go through our lives of finding 2 hours in the morning to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure if you can do that or not, but try it. That's what I used to do all the time, situations and talking to certain people and that kind of thing. I go.
We find.
Take a long walk.
Yeah, we do. We find time, ample time, either alone and alone with each other and alone in community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I sit here and look at the picture. When you look at the picture,
mm-hmm.
When you're there and you're doing, the thing I see is, the picture comes to me as just sitting back, looking at it, and just being calm and listening.
Mm-hmm.
Being still.
Okay.
And I also feel like he should do the same thing, too. Because I keep getting really, realistically, that all is well. And the more we let go, the more we see the hidden blessings of why things are happening.
Okay.
Because a lot of people have a tendency to do the same thing with this society where they think that they have to do something. Every time something happens, the other day, somebody in 20 years, and the first thing she says was, why did that happen? And I said, if you've been focusing on what you don't like, and she goes, yeah, I'm having trouble with relationships, so I've been focusing on what I don't like. I said, well, this is a pure manifestation of seeing someone from your past that you don't like, or you didn't like it. But it doesn't mean you have to do anything. You just say, okay, what you were doing at that moment. And every thought, everything you focus on, good or bad, so therefore, all the things that have happened today is the result of the things yesterday. So these things in the past, but we can't do that. Accept it and let it go, and then realize that what's going to happen in this moment, we're going to get a different outcome tomorrow. That's the thing I see. Keith coming to me all the time. It's like this is a romance, and I get the impression the more you let it go. Remember, you as you go through the situation of looking at these events in a certain world, realistically, do I have to do it? Or is it because society says I have to? Because a lot of people, when I sit there and put things out, okay, this is what I see, and I ask the questions. I'm not looking for any answers. These are questions you need to ask yourself. Okay, romance and healthy lifestyle is like re-examining health, also your diet, realizing that in the process of focusing on these situations and not seeing them at times is because of things that we're ingesting in our system that are actually clouding and hindering our intuition and our gifts. So take a look at those things, too, and realize you have, it's like sometimes we feel like we have, society says you have to work on relationships, but that doesn't mean we have to keep reestablishing connections. It's to realize the connections have always been had and to let go and let them be and learn how to live. When you're questioning, you're not living. Your life basically stops.
Right.
To take ourselves and get back in that flow. Realize that, you know, sometimes there are things that are happening, but is it because of something I'm really seeing? Or has society planted thoughts in my mind of where I, you know, things I've experienced in the past that are still interfering with my present, which is going to interfere with my future if I don't change it? So take a look at those things. Just because once you say, let go, you said before, spirit is a progression, and so is the idea of letting go. Constantly being subjected to things every day.
Right.
And I know for a fact in my situations, the more I let go of the whole thing and just let it go of the person unconditionally, situations that were happening, and then I start writing in my journal to basically reinforce what I want to happen. And when I start writing my journal, start focusing on the affirmation, next thing I know, all I'm doing is thinking about all the positive things, reflecting out of the world, my relationships, and kind of like that. A lot of people want to do the affirmations or the clearings or writing in the journal because you can't interfere with people's free will. Well, realistically, if you're changing within yourself, that's an automatic changing of people around you. You're not doing. You're just working on yourself, reflecting on your outer world.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Hello?
You're welcome. That was your third card. Third card was your power. That's Archangel Raziel. Also, the health, lifey stuff. That was Archangel Raphael. And what was that? Well, I told you the other one, too. Excuse me.
I think I lost.
Just work with the angels.
Raphael, okay.
But Archangel Raziel and Archangel Raphael.
Raziel, okay. All right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night, okay?
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, when that happens, let's see here. All right, guys, we're just here trying to go through these things quick. Let's go on to our next caller. Let's see. Hold on. Like I said before, we're actually on Blog TV, so check us out. You can actually see us live doing our show. You can see me doing what's going on here and get an idea more about who I am, just not hearing me. Seeing exactly how we do things. I can even show it. If you give a call, I'm watching you on Blog TV right now. Do you see those cards? I can actually show you the cards I'm back for. Yeah. So check that out. All right, caller. That would be area code. That would be area code 615.
Hello.
You're up near the show. How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. And what's your name?
Brenda? Yes.
Oh, we were saying earlier when I pulled the cards for the show, the cards we pulled out, I was just kind of curious if people that were listening. I mean, if you wasn't listening, that's okay too. I just know there were some people that were listening and to get some input on what they thought about the cards. If not, we can pull one for you. It resonates with your life, how it connects with you, because it's kind of funny how the cards, and we also have, you have an area code of 615. And I was actually looking that up in the angel book to get things going here, thinking, and I know you called in for a purpose. You have some questions for us. I also get the impression, when I sit here and focus on you, I get relationships.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I was looking up your area code. It's 615. I think I'm looking at where they're at now. I mean, in the angel book by Dorian Virtue, angel numbers 101. 615 means your new book is improving in work life. I'm not sure about that. Well, the angel number is basically telling you to focus and that you will have a new positive outlook, and it will say it's improving your home and your work life. So it's the idea of looking at situations for how they sell out. And say, recently, maybe you've gotten job or workout, and you're wondering why. Usually in those situations, when it says, you know, the positive, your positive look changes the outlook of everything. It's the idea of looking at these things for what they are. They're just such a come in. They have ended in your life. Or just saying that out with the old. So there's definitely something. So what's your situation with relationships? What would be your question?
Yeah, basically relationships and what you see or what you can tell me about what might happen. Because I'm in some kind of a relationship that's not really I don't know. It's not really a relationship, so to speak, but it is. I don't know how to explain it. I wasn't really looking for
Okay. You wasn't really looking for, but all of a sudden this thing fell in your lap, and now you're trying to figure out what to do with it, and actually what is, where it's going.
Right.
So, name?
I'm sorry, I really can't hardly hear you.
You can't hear me.
It's like you're fading in and out big time.
Okay. Is it any clearer?
Now it is, yes.
Alrighty. What I was saying was, with the situation that you're in, it's like you're... This is what you put it. I'm not really sure if I'm in a relationship or not.
Yeah.
When you sit here and look at the situation, anything that happens, that's like I was trying to explain to people what relationships are. Relationships are any encounter you're having with somebody. They're just on different degrees. You know, romance is more of an interaction on many levels. You have a relationship with the guy at the clerk, which is a one surface. It's to obtain something. And, you know, and when you work, so now I think we have a tendency at work, we have a tendency to get too emotionally involved when we should put it where it is business. So that's a different level. But they're all relationships. And if you go into those situations with a loving heart and just let it be what it's going to be, it will happen very quickly. And you'll definitely see the truth. And I always say, follow your heart. The head will follow. So the person you're talking about, what is his name?
Bruce.
Bruce?
Yes.
Okay. With Bruce, it seems like... The problem is Bruce not really expressing himself enough where you're not really sure what it is.
That's true.
So when you sit here and look at the situation, it's the idea of stop thinking about what Bruce, you know, what does Bruce want? That's not your responsibility. It's like stepping back and going, okay, what do I want? What's more important here in this situation is what I want. Now, if people are saying, well, that's being a little self-centered, isn't it? If you don't clarify what you want, it could be the reason why the other person is not clarifying what they want. So in the process of doing that, the clarification will also, you know, it'll actually manifest in the outer world as in the other person doing the same thing. You see how we bounce off each other, how we reflect each other? So when you see this situation with this person, with Bruce, it's the ideal not worrying about what he wants, but actually focusing on the situation and asking yourself what it reflects back to you. How does it resonate with you?
Well, see, I lost my husband 4 years ago, so I don't even really know if I want a relationship or not. I think that's really... I just don't know, you know. I'm just confused.
Okay. So then we take it back and we ask ourselves this one question. in the process of wanting a relationship, and now we have one, but we're not really sure we want it or not, maybe it's one of those situations of taking a step back again and looking at it and say, okay, why is this happening? I'll tell you why it's happening. Because there's something you said or did that brought this into reality. That's why it's happening. So it's like tracing back when we sit back and look at the situation and what we want, and then we realize we've manifested this. We just need to sit there and take the responsibility and say, okay, I did this. And ask yourself right now, it's the situation. I don't know if I want a relationship or not. It seems like it goes deeper than that. I'm not really feeling worthy of having that you deserve a relationship because of I would say residuals from your husband passing. Some things that you need to take care of. So you feel like, in some sense, the word, you're dishonoring your husband's memory because you're with somebody else.
Yeah, and I do kind of feel like that because I feel like I will still be married to my husband forever, you know, because I took my marriage vows very seriously. Till death do us part, but I think I took it further, like, you know, I'm still with him even though he's on the other side.
So do you get the impression? I get the impression he's with you, and you feel that sense too as well, because you feel like he's watching.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I'm sure he probably is, but.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying, sweetie, but you got to understand one thing. Disconnect with our husband, and ask him what he would think. You might be surprised if a person who has loved you as much as he did, he still does, to the point where he feels like you are still here and you need companionship. So therefore, it wasn't just the idea of some thoughts in your own mind of, I would like to have a relationship, but also realizing that the orchestrating this whole thing was not just you, it was also him too. I kind of get shivers every time I say that. Like, he was part of the whole thing of orchestrating the two of you guys being together. And I also feel like once you clarify what you want, then everything else will smooth out in this relationship and the point of realizing that there is one going on. A lot of us have a tendency to think, and this is the craziest thing I've ever seen, that if you're not having sex, then you don't have a relationship. Of realizing it's just a part. Not the whole context. So it's not one of those things of getting intimate with the situation of, you know, little bits and pieces of parts of what's going on in your life. It's right now. I'm just saying, when I pick up on the thing, it talks about Archangel Gabriel, and it talks about making time to write down in a journal your thoughts.
Okay.
Even the idea of writing a book. This seems like this would be. And I think it would actually be very successful too, in the idea of where you've gone through, and who you've gone through with your husband. But it's also shown me that because you have three archangels: Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Samuel, and Archangel Ariel. Okay.
Okay.
And the one that. The first one was creative writing. That's Archangel Gabriel, basically sitting down with you and helping you to just let go. And it's just the idea of sitting down and writing to get out those issues, to understand that, yes, you took your wedding vows very seriously, but also to say the idea of most people, 9 out of 10 people who've been married before, who've lost spouses, go on to have another powerful relationship, because it's like looking at you and your husband when you were together and realizing that that's going to go on forever, that love's never going to die, but also the realizing that you are a very loving person and that you proved it. I'm a very unconditional loving person, to the point where you're going to go on to do it again, because that's just who you are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The other one was Archangel Samuel, which means peace comes from remembering that only love is real. But also with the situation of realizing love is real, that's where you get your peace of mind from.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's actually looking. I was sitting. No, seriously. It's the idea of letting go and realizing that's a chapter in your life that's passed on to the point where you, I definitely get an impression that your husband is also trying to get the same point across to you as well, that it's okay to move on. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah, look. I had this little thing I'd written down that I was actually trying to find because I want to make sure I got it right. And it's amazing how sometimes we really get irritated when we can't find something we really want it. But and then the third card was actually Archangel Ariel, when it says your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams and react into reality. So basically, what it's saying with that card too, as well, you are still here. So therefore, you still have things to accomplish. There are certain things that need to be said and done. In the process of being in this faltering state and not knowing what you want, it's just not the ideal. I don't know if I want a relationship or not. It's the ideal of having a almost like a conflict with yourself about, I don't know if I want to go on.
Oh, yeah. That too.
But, you know, but understand that if you're still attracting people in your life in the process and the potential of having a love relationship, that means you still have a... It's like, look at the situation. You're just here to love people. To give, to be an example to people exactly what that's all about by what you had with your husband. And think about those things very intensely, to giving it to somebody else as well. And Bruce has presented himself. And I still get this impression with Bruce. Bruce, how will we put this? When you sit here and said, I don't know if I want a relationship or not, I also get the impression that's exactly what Bruce is doing too as well. I'm not sure if I really want to be in a relationship or not.
Well, see, almost like I kind of sense that too, because he's just gone through a divorce. And
yeah.
So
you guys are getting a real good example here. This is a real good example of what, you know, when they say like attracts like and the law of attraction, you see that we're talking about two losses. They're two different. See, we have two different examples of what losses are, but we also understand the energy of loss and how it's attracted two people together to realize they haven't lost anything. They're still very, very gifted, loving individuals. And they proved that by finding each other. Because they didn't go looking. It just happened, correct? So we know if it just happened to, if it happened to you, because you're saying something just happened, then it happened to Bruce too. So there were,
right.
Therefore we have another clarification of how the law of attraction works.
Yeah, I guess so. You explained that very well.
Thank you. But I just want you to take advantage of the whole thing. You know, it's like some people say, I don't want to follow me in a relationship or not. But the point is, you have this great opportunity.
Okay.
So it's one of those things. It's one of those things of looking at it and saying, you know something, this is happening. So let's just let go. Go with the flow and see where it goes. Well, that's too many goes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we should look at that. Too many goes. This go. So we got three cards down for you. We're doing these little miniature three card pyramid readings where it says peace, creative writing. Was actually creative writing, peace and prosperity. That says so. I get a really strong impression here, writing this all down. But it could also be something she could publish and also be very prosperous at it too, as well. In the process, she's a very talented writer. It also, we take the pyramid. We put down three cards, then we're going to put two on that one, and then one on that one. Build a little pyramid here. And the next two cards are saying, what you're actually touching, the courage card is touching the peace card and the creative writing card, which says be courageous and stand up for your beliefs. But you also, this is also Archangel Ariel, of giving you the motivation to do those things. Because the first three cards are like the foundation. Excuse me, that's your foundation of the situation you're focusing on. and it's giving you some really good positive outcomes. But you have to have the courage. But also we have Archangel Uriel, who says, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. And the name of that card is, you know what to do. So then we take it one step further. We'll take the final card and put it on top of that one. It says, study. If you study the situation and what's just unfolded, you'll see it too. And you'll know exactly what you need to do.
Okay.
I think everything's rhyming tonight.
That was very philosophical.
But I did find that one thing I was trying to show you too. I actually wrote this.
Really?
And I just wrote this, and it was just a thought that came to me one time, and I wrote it down. And it says, I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Really,
it is. I mean, it kind of fits me to a T.
Yeah, I was kind of like going crazy or trying to find that real quick, too, because I felt like it had something to do with the situation, and sure enough.
And you'll see that, and I'm glad you found it, honestly, because, I mean, it really does fit. But the other thing is, I know, you know, it says just go for it and see where it goes, but then I'm at that part where, do I really want it to go anywhere? If I just don't know if I want it to go anywhere or not. And I don't know if Bruce wants it to go anywhere or not, other than the fact that we just kind of connect.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I want to sit and look at the situation like this, okay? You have two people who don't know if they want this to go anywhere. They don't know if they want to do anything with it. It's what I'm saying. See, it's almost like a confirmation. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over this real quick with you, and then we'll have to get on with the other callers, too. But this is like a final statement where it just looks at the situation and says, look at two people. I don't know if I want to let this go anywhere. See, they're trying to control it. You're trying to control it. So it's almost like a confirmation that you guys know for a fact that if you let go, it's going to go somewhere because you're holding it back.
Okay.
So that should give you some confidence and make you feel good to realize if you let go of it and it does go somewhere, the reason it is because it's going to be something. And it's going to be something really good. And you're really scared of that.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, very true.
So
okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you should do is you should let go of it and let it go because it's almost like coming to a point where the universe is saying to both of you, it's time to move on. And here's another relationship that's been dropped in your laps. So therefore, it's a gift. So it's time to unwrap it and use it.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
Then give
Thank
us a call
you,
back
please.
and tell us how it's going.
All right. Okay, well, thank you for your very philosophical things tonight. They were awesome.
Thank you.
You're okay.
And you have a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And also, guys, we're starting to talk about readings to begin this show. If you want to call in and get a reading, we're going to have these specials going on until the end of the year, January 1st. And from this time, we started this, actually, we started this on November. We started this on November 11th, where we started doing, we had this special starting at where if you call in, if you give me a call at 740-500-8863, then it just throws me off. People, it's basically, you know, people won't call you all freaking day unless they want to call you when you're doing a show. I should turn the phone off, but that's another thing. Anyway, if you call 740-500-8863, we have a special going on where you get a 60-minute reading for $33.33. You can get a 40-minute reading for $22.22. And you can get a 20-minute reading for $11.11. This is going on until January 1st. So jump in there and take advantage of the situation. That's a pretty long time. And get one for you. Get one for yourself. And let's sit down and do some work together. Because that's my goal, really, to work with each and every one who needs that kind of insights, the questions and that kind of stuff, where we just want to sit down and make sure that we're all looking for guidance. And it's just the idea of making sure that everybody hears it clearly and is able to utilize it and change their lives that quick to where they can get that future they want, that relationship they want, and realizing how easy it is by just investing some money within yourself. And also, we have donations going on right now where you can donate to the show. You can donate to my, actually it says Going Home Fund, but it's the idea of working together and asking for a little assistance on getting to England and going to Arthur Findlay College, which is actually a college for spiritualists, psychics, mediums, to work with them and that kind of stuff to help you to enhance what you already have and even maybe even to tap into what you got. And my situation is it's just the idea I've always been interested into being more, just to enhance the gifts that I already have. And for some reason, I'm being guided to do that. So therefore, this came up where I actually found this school. And now I'm basically trying to get there as soon as possible to take advantage of the situation. So therefore, if you can help, it would be great. So donate to the show. Go to my website, which is psychicxjourneyman.com. And we have a donation button that you can actually donate the money to. And also, to take advantage of those specials we're having on until the end of the year, you also go to the donation button and just push that whole thing. If you like, you can call me at 740-500-8863 and then go and make your payment. Or you can just go ahead and do it and then give me a call, and we'll schedule that. We'll schedule the reading for you. Those numbers, again, are 740-500-8863 or my website, psychicxjourneyman.com. And if you want to call in right now and get a reading with us, give us a call at 646-721-9031. And we'd be glad to answer any questions you want to. We're doing a three-card spread, which is actually a three-card pyramid. So, therefore, when you call in, ask questions. All right, we'll get the ball going by asking a question. All right, let's go into our next caller. I'm kind of tired. All right. Let's go on to it actually says area, it's actually 11111, so I guess it's a private call. And if you can hear me, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. And what's your name? Yes, we're talking to you.
Hi, this is Sheena. I talked to you. It was just last night. And I always tune into the show. And we talked about romance the last time. Remember the young man that I was telling you about? And it was my birthday. And you kind of gave me some understanding on that. But what I don't get is, he called and said that he had a birthday gift for me, but then he didn't show up to see me.
Right, and I remember. Yeah, it was one of those things of not taking it personal and just saying it was just a person who was dealing with the situation and dealing with himself.
But I don't understand why would he call me. Like, he did this today, called today to kind of make up for my birthday and said that he had a gift, but then he didn't show up. And he does that a lot since I have known him. So I don't know if he's trying to use money to control me, but why do you think that he would call me and tell me he has a birthday gift? And then the next, the day after my birthday, and then still don't show up. Because I'm kind of thinking.
He didn't show up.
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking that he may be married, or he may be just, he wants me around, but is trying to string me along. For whatever reason. So what do you get from that?
In the past, has this ever happened to you before?
Yes.
Okay. So with the situation we have on with this guy you're talking about now, is that there are certain things that are going on you don't have the answers to. you're kind of curious why he keeps doing these things. And the only thing you have to go on is where is some things that you've been through before. So you're just thinking it might be the same thing going on again too. And a lot of people would think that, you know, in the process of the law of attraction, which would actually be pointing out something to them that they, it points out to something within themselves they need to look at. If this situation, I keep looking at a man who's not trying to control you in any kind of sense of the word, really, he's not. I get the impression it's a man who is manipulating you by saying he has a gift for you. And people are going, okay, you say he wasn't doing that. Well, not in the sense you think he's doing it in. I'm trying to control you. He's trying to put this in the right words, where he's not controlling you, but he is controlling you. Because he's having a tough time with the situation, with his emotions and stuff. So he has a tendency to say things to keep you hanging on. So you won't go anywhere else until you can figure out what he wants to do.
Exactly. And that's the same thing.
He's emotional. He's got feelings. He doesn't know if he should get, you know, it's kind of that with him. That's the other thing too. Thinking too much. Should I commit to this relationship or should I not? And that's the thing I get. So he feels like if he sits here and tells you things like this, that'll keep you hanging on until he figures out that he wants to commit to you and he really wants to throw himself into this relationship. Do you have to put up with that kind of stuff? It does say a person who is having those kind of situations is really not emotionally available, and that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. If I talk to him tomorrow, and I want to say these are the words I want to say to him, listen, don't string me along. I don't like it. You know, just be real with him and tell him I don't like it. Either he wants me, you know, wants to be around or he don't. And if he tells me that he's gonna come and don't show up the next time he does that to me, I'm gonna let my phone ring. I'm gonna sit there and let my phone ring and look at it just like he did me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to tell him that, and I don't know how, you know, he's going to react. I really don't care.
Oh,
but
really?
True to myself, I feel like that's what I need to tell him because it aggravates me, and I don't know if he's waiting on me to get mad or whatever, but it's aggravating, and I know that I'm going to tell him this. Now, how do you think that he would feel once I tell him?
Well, I get my impression of the situation is it doesn't matter how he feels. It's the idea of focusing on it and saying, okay, I feel like I'm guided to say those things, and really saying to yourself, I've got to say this, I've got to do that. And then basically when he reacts to the situation, take it for how it comes. You know, cause like you said before, it's not the first time. And you're getting to a point where you're tired of someone saying, I'm going to do this, and then they don't follow through. So the idea is you're looking for somebody who says what they're going to do, so therefore you can let down your guard, let down the walls, so you can actually trust somebody. Because that's kind of keeping you from fully trusting him, too. Because I pulled out three cards for you, and the three cards I pulled out were angel cards. And the first one was divine guidance, the second one was friendship, and the other one was divine timing. So it's basically saying to follow your guidance, which you're feeling like you need to say this, but it says you should say it in a friendship way. Saying, hey, you know something? To be honest with you, when the first time it happened, that was understandable. The second time it happened, it can be understandable. But when it continues to keep happening and you say you're sorry, I don't believe you. So therefore, I have to be true to myself, and I have to speak my mind, which I haven't been doing. Because if I had been, the first time would have been the last time. So therefore, I'm sitting here and talking to you, to telling you that I'm actually honoring myself. So therefore, won't you honor yourself and tell me what the real problem is? And then speak your mind to the divine card, the divine timing says, speak your mind, let it play itself out. Even if he has a tendency to get defensive and walk away. Because it's saying that to confirm what you just told me that you want to do. The next card I put on top of the divine guidance and the friendship card was brilliant ideal. This is Archangel Uriel. It says, yes, your ideal is divinely guided. Please take action to bring this ideal to fruition, which means you just told me this is what I'm going to do on next time I talk to him. So what they're saying to you is they're affirming that. This was divinely guided to get, and they gave it to you. This prompting to do this. So that this will definitely make a difference in this relationship where you don't see it going anywhere except forward again. And it's just the ideal. The next card was kind of funny too, because it says friendship and timing. But the next card was on top of those two was listening. Speak your mind and then listen. It's very important. Once you hear what you hear, then you'll know exactly where to go. Because people will tell you. If you sit there and speak your mind, and then be still, and listen to the response, you will hear the truth. No matter what they say, you will hear it, and you will see it. Okay? I mean, I just had a situation with a girl that I really want back, and I really want to be with, I really want a future with. In the midst of a conversation, I probably told you something before, but see, in the midst of the conversation of, you know, really paying attention to what was being said, she actually told on herself and said that she's not following her heart. She's going to do what she wants to do, which actually realistically says, I'm listening to my friends and I'm doing what they want me to do. Because anytime someone says, I'm listening to my guides, but I'm doing what I want to do, that's a contradiction. But in the midst of that conversation, she basically told me that if I would have been angry or upset or anything like that, you know, not taking that step backwards and looking at what was actually being presented, I don't think I would have told the truth. She basically said, I'm sorry. She goes, I'm glad I didn't go down that path. And what I told her was, I said, I'm sorry for following my heart. And then she said, I'm glad I didn't go down that road. At first, I didn't catch it. But then I was like being calm and going, what'd she just say? And then I listened. And I said, wow, she just confirmed to me that she does feel the same way I do. But she's basically saying, I can do what I want. And I made a different decision. But it still confirms it. And I've always believed this. If it's true and it's real, those feelings always bring two people together. And it always has a tendency to work itself out. And it has a tendency to go forward if we just let go and let that happen. Your final card is Archangel Uriel. Pay attention to thoughts and ideals that come to you as they are answered prayers. This is claircognizance, which means feeling. You know, when you get a thought or ideal, how's it feel? You know, you feel it in your heart. You feel like this is real. You feel like this is the relationship you want on. There's just some things that are being, there's just some unfavorable things happening. So you're just basically looking for ways to correct that. You don't realize, and the ideal of the situation is, doesn't mean you have to do anything different. It's like looking at the situation and being, like I said before, honoring yourself, because you just sit there and say, this is what I want to say to him, which tells me that's you. But you've been not being yourself because you're trying to be loving.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt this guy. So you're not doing those things. But see, that's not you. See, we can still be loving and caring people when we speak our minds, because we care about those people enough that they need to hear the truth. Not what they want to hear, but the truth. And the truth is, he's not being respectful. Not just to you, but he's not being respectful to himself. So with you speaking your mind, you're still coming across in a loving way, because you're bringing that to his attention and saying, hey, you know, you're not honoring your feelings. If you do have these feelings and you care about me, then you need to follow through, which gives me I'm just saying from what I pick up on the situation, it gives me an indication of a person who's running away from those feelings. he needs to realize in the process of doing those things, you're on the other side of the whole thing with no answers, which is putting you in a situation of, first of all, you don't know, but in the process, you feel like he could also tell you what is going on. So you feel like you have all these things running through your head. So if he would tell you the truth, the next time he does this, you will understand that he's dealing with his feelings, not running away, not using his money, and all these other things that you're putting into play. He needs to help you understand it. And that's what you're asking. That's why you're angry. You're asking him to give you the answer so you can have some peace of mind. Either move on, stick with it, or something, and he just keeps you hanging on.
Right.
That's why you need to speak your mind. Go ahead.
I know. So you don't see it as being any other woman. Because sometimes people, they don't...
He's not married. I get the impression he's not married. I don't see another woman. I just see situations he's been through before. It's like, look at the situation, okay? It's like telling people, if you really want to understand a person that you've attracted in your life, realize it. Like attracts like, and it's a reflection of you. So when you sit there and you're with this person, or in this case, you're hoping he shows up, what does it reflect to you? Sometimes in the situation, it just shows you he's not coming forward and showing you his feelings. But in the sense of the word, of you not speaking your mind, you're not showing your true self either. So in the process of speaking your mind, I think you're going to get an outcome where he's going to come across and tell you how he really feels. It's almost like you're the example. You don't have to do anything for him to be a good person. All you got to do is show him a good person, which you are.
I feel that he's looking for the same thing I'm looking for, and that I can give him what he's looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I picked up this Archangel Michael card. It says your inner guidance is real and trustworthy. Okay. It says, use this prayer. It says, please help me clearly hear, see, feel, and know divine guidance that I have asked and prayed for. Allow me to keep my ego out of the way so your wisdom can come streaming through me for my own benefit and for those around me. So that kind of confirms it.
Right. You know how sometimes when you're doing something and you think that the other person don't know, and then they pull your card and say, look, I know what you're doing. I know what you're trying to do. Stop it. And sometimes that makes people feel uncomfortable because it's just so real that it makes people uncomfortable. Do you see that he will be uncomfortable and be like, well, dang, you know, she kind of pulled my card as, you know, it's kind of nothing that I could, you know, get by or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's how I feel when he does that. I'm like, ugh, you know, men.
I'm just saying, with the situation at hand, it's like, speak your mind and see how it clears things up.
Yeah, because it's like a going in a circle. Do you see my financial situation changing soon?
Mm-hmm.
Not because of him, but, you know, just period, you know.
No, I'm sure what you're saying. I will sit here and look at the situation and say, I'm going to answer this question for you, and then I'm going to have to go on to other people.
Okay.
And the thing I get is your finances are definitely going to change. I was looking at some cards, too. And a look at that too. Friendship. How are you? I mean, I just get the impression of honoring yourself. Honoring yourself means the idea of really focusing on what you really want to do with your life and what you really want to do as in a living. And I feel like you're going to get some really good results.
Okay. There is some reason why I asked about the financial is because there is some things going on with, like, I have a lawyer and there's money to be split up amongst family members. And I haven't heard back anything. And it was said, you know, in November, but, you know, this month, it isn't over yet, but it's like an estate when someone passed away and they didn't have a will and they didn't have any kids. So it's passed down to the next of kin. My mother would have been a great niece of this person, and she's deceased. So therefore, it comes to me and my brother. We're the only two kids. So
I'm just saying, with your situation and stuff, you got a lot of things coming in. There's some delays here. I feel like some people are dragging their feet, but you're going to hear from them. I get the impression you're going to hear something. I keep getting that something. You're going to get a call soon. You're going to get some updates here. But you also get almost like a fulfillment of this situation, more like after the first year, close to February.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Thank you so much.
He gives a call. And I'm really encouraging people to take advantage of the prices we're having till the end of the year, too. This is a great chance to actually sit down with me for 60 minutes for only $33.33 and get it, you know. And I always tell people, too, when we have these time frames, it's just a place to start. So if we go a little bit over, my quest is to get the answers and the information to you so you can make a difference, okay?
Okay. And what all do you offer? Is it a card reading or past life? Is it everything?
Well, I tell people once you come to me and you pay for your session, it's pretty much whatever you want. What we can actually do in 60 minutes. But like I said, like I said before, I tell people, come to me and let's talk about certain situations, and, you know, get some details about certain things. You can buy blocks of time. You can also, I do life coaching sessions and also relationship counseling. And those sessions are like, they're usually like 90 minutes. They can be 90 minutes to 2 hours for only $99. But I also tell people, sometimes don't let the prices hold you back. Just call me up and make an offer or whatever, you know. And I understand the situation. Sometimes I've had people come to me and say, well, I don't have $99, but how about $50? Okay, no problem. But, you know, like I said before, if you feel, I'm just saying, when people's paths cross, we should really look at that. And we should take advantage of those opportunities. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
And, like I said before, you can, yeah, seriously, I've actually when you look at my website, you'll see that I have sessions that are like $99, $85, and $65, you know. And you'll see that those are actually, in a 60-minute reading is actually between 60 to 90 minutes. And what we do in those sessions is we do angel card readings. And it's like you can get two readings in one. It's like an angel card reading and a tarot card reading. But we're kind of changing it around where you're still going to get two card readings, but one's going to be from the Archangel Raphael deck, and the other one's going to be from the Healing with the Angel deck and the Archangel deck. So there's two decks. But you'll get two readings. And when we do the readings, we're not just going to give you the answers. We're all going to give you the information, everything. So if it takes a little bit longer than that session, I want to make sure I get all that information out. That's my goal, to get that information out to you so you can make a definite, drastic change in your life. So therefore, you can have that future you want. You can have that relationship you want to help you understand how easy it is, okay? We can do some things here on the show, but
no,
I guarantee if
okay.
Take advantage. Yeah. All
I
right.
Can, yeah, but, and I appreciate you so much, what you're doing for everybody.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, too. Thank you for the call, and keep us, you know, give us an update, too, as well. I'm sure
okay.
It'd be beneficial for everybody who's listening, so thank you.
Okay. Good night.
And you have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye now. Okay, let's go into our next caller. And that would be area code 210. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And what's your name?
Hi there. My name's Carolyn, and I've been enjoying the show. Thank you. I have one question.
Only
I
one.
Really need to become, I want to become empowered in my life, physically, emotionally, spiritually, just the whole shebang. And I need to get my life going. And I was wondering if the angels had any messages for me to get my life going in a better direction.
I don't think we could ever actually cover all the messages in this show.
Oh, that's fine.
I was sitting there looking. I was looking at the time, and I was looking at the time. We got 18 minutes and 52 seconds left in the show. It's actually 1:11. So everybody, sit down and focus, and say, focus on what you want and not what you don't want, and take all the energy, because right now, these, you say, when you see a 1:11 or 11:11, a great vortex is opened up. So therefore, you can manifest things very quickly and definitely get a good result of actually seeing that the outcome very quickly by what you do now. So I sit here and say, like you can say wish, or I want, or I have. Whichever is good for you, and put it right now, because 111 is still kicking. I was just going to remind everybody, if you just tuned in, it's the Psychic Ex-Journeyman Spiritual Link. That's the name of the show. And everybody, welcome. Let's get back to our caller. And you told us your name, Carolyn. Caroline?
Yeah. Uh-huh, Carolyn.
Carolyn? Carolyn, where are you calling from?
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio. That's California. No, that's Texas.
Texas, yeah. I think there's one in California, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. What I was doing real quick here, and we're focusing on your situation, saying the messages, and I was prompted to actually look up your number, your area code, which is what, 210, isn't it?
Yes,
it can. Okay. What it says is you are co-creating the answers to your prayers, and their outcome is determined by your faith that everything is already healed in spiritual truth. Trust that all is well, and it is. Which is kind of funny. I was sort of looking at the situation of focusing on the angel cards, and I was gravitated to get the archangel ones.
Okay.
And like I said before, every once in a while I go back over and say, this is a big deck. It has Archangel Healing with the Angels and the Archangel deck, which is Doreen Virtues cards. I put them together. It's a huge deck. We were broadcasting live on Blog TV, but for some reason it was interfering with the audio. So if I can't be heard, it kind of kills the message thing. So we killed that feed for a while, trying to figure out maybe we might have to go to get another device. When I was doing the show last spring, I actually had two laptops, one running the show itself and another one doing the Ustream and Block TV. So that was I was tired, I'm telling you. A lot of influences there. But we're sitting here looking at the cars, and like I said before, I got a ton. Got tons of messages for you. One, it says let go. It also shows the thing that came to you real quickly, too, is to reconnect with yourself.
Okay.
And the process, because we're talking about letting go, most people ask, why can I do that? It's the idea of focusing on yourself and understanding you're a loving being. You're a naturally loving being. It's always influences and stuff that we've been subjected to that have the tendency to think we can't be. So when we
right.
Start to let go of those and realize that those were just things that we were subjected to, but it was also things that we let in. I've had a lot of people who sit there and kind of get baffled when I sit there and say, no one or no thing has ever done anything to you. You've done it all to yourself. And people go, okay, right, you know, we got other things, of situations and stuff like that. Particularly one lady, and I had an argument, because I sit there and said, this one particular lady was raped, beat up, and left for dead in a house that she was actually a realtor. She went through therapy and all kinds of stuff and got herself to a point where she was really, you know, she had gone through therapy and got through the whole thing, and she was asked the question that whose fault was it, you know? What do you think about the situation? And she said it was her fault. If she would have listened to her guidance, it would never have happened. And people were kind of baffled by that kind of thing, saying, you know, she's blaming herself. Well, in the true sense of the thing, one thing you have to do to get the whole ball rolling, to get positive changes in your life, is to take 100% accountability for your life, which means to take responsibility for every decision you've ever made, good or bad, to realize you also created good things, but in the process of certain decisions, you've also created bad things, so therefore it's your fault, as in to take responsibility for those things, but also realize you also created all those good things. So what you want to do is you want to focus on how you did that, when you created the good things, and keep doing that in a repetitive way. So the lady come across and she said, well, this is the thing. She said, in the process of going to show this guy this house who actually beat me up and raped me, she said, my guidance, my angels and guides are right there. Boom, boom. Don't go, don't go, don't go. And she said, I didn't listen. I wanted to go sell a house. So what happened was I wasn't being respectful of myself. I wasn't honoring myself. What I was honoring was selling a house to make money. Money at that time was more important than me. That I put myself in a situation that got me, was the actions and what happened to me was because of the decision I made not to listen to my guidance. And she said, even when I was walking up the sidewalk to go in the house, they were still saying, don't go, turn around, go home. And she said, I didn't listen. She said, does that mean I take, she said, the guy that did this to me still has to take accountability for his actions as well, because he made a decision to do it. But she said, if I would have listened to my guidance, we would have never crossed paths. So you see the thing about taking the responsibility here. She's not saying I'm a victim. She's saying, if I would have listened, I'm taking responsibility for not listening to what was being told me. My angels and guides, I learned one thing. They're always there. They're always trying to protect me. They're always leading me in the right direction. And if I listen spontaneously all the time, all will happen in my life is good things. And when things don't go the way they're supposed to, they also help me with easy solutions and easy ways to get through them, around them, or over them. So that's the big thing. So
that,
when we start to look at your situation, we look at the cards too.
Okay.
Right. We look at the first card. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It was just I saw the first card, and it was friendship. But it doesn't talk about friendships with anything else. It's talking about first and foremost is talking about you.
Uh-huh.
Making a connection with yourself. Love me. When you love you and heal you, you also heal the world, to realize the effect that we have on the world. Not as in a responsibility, but as being responsible to ourselves. It always has a positive outcome. When we focus on things and we have positive outcomes, we're in a better way. We're happy. We love ourselves. So it's easy to do the same thing that we pass on to everybody else. That energy has a tendency to hit everybody to the point where they want to do the same thing. we started a chain reaction in a positive way. I'm seriously, look at your life if you're miserable and you're in a bad mood. Everybody else has a tendency to be in a bad mood by the end of the day too. So you see how you have an effect on your day. Yeah, you have an effect on your day. So we pull three cards out for you. Friendship.
Okay.
But we also have new love and divine timing. This is the idea of working on yourself, working within. The new relation, the new love is the new love that you have for yourself. That's divine timing. So therefore it says take the time that you need to do just that.
Okay.
And we sit there. So when, and also what they're saying is, does this mean there won't be a relationship come in your life? Or even an existing relationship that already has it will be gone? This is just a true indication that by doing these things and focusing and following through with doing these things for you, because I get the impression you're not in a relationship.
I just ended one just recently.
Okay. All right. Well, let's look at the situation and realizing that card has been played. It's over, it's done, and now there's things being played. And to have this, have these three cards as your foundation means when you work on this, you're going to get a relationship that's going to come in your life too. You're going to attract somebody. So, but you need to listen to yourself. That's your card I put on.
Those are great messages.
Because I'm sitting here looking at singles as friendship, new love, divine timing. Then we take two cards and put on top of those. So we have the listening card, which is on new love and friendship. Now, if you look at those two cards, realistically, aren't those, that's the relationship we're looking for, right? Friendship and love.
Mm-hmm.
So it says on top of the thing, it says, listen, a lot of us really need to do that more than we think. You know, when we sit here and talk to people, sometimes we're listening, just listening to the point where we're waiting for them to stop so we can voice our opinion. So we're really not listening. So it's telling us to take a step back and go, listen, what's going on? Because with the relationship that I was just in this last summer, I had a reading where someone came to me and said, for some reason you're getting back together. She's going to call. She's going to initiate the whole thing. But you have something to apologize for. And I kind of got defensive and said, what? What do I have to apologize for? She's the one who broke it off. But then it was like listening and going over it. And then I had another reading the other day when a friend of mine came across and said, you need to look at why it ended. Why did it come to an end the way it did? What happened in the relationship? Not the idea if you did anything wrong, but just look at the relationship itself and see what you see. And when I did that, I did see some things that maybe I was pushing, maybe I was being too critical, or maybe I jumped to conclusions on certain things. There wasn't a lot of them. But sometimes in relationships, you only need a couple, especially if you're with somebody who might be mistrusting in the first place and feels as if someone's attacking them, even just one time. They feel like something else is coming on. So you started looking at the situation, started realizing those are messages within themselves, realizing that there were things to the point where let go. If you had such an amazing relationship in the first place and you had a couple of variables that you can work on, more likely you're going to get the chance to work on them. But not until you let go of it. And start seeing the solutions. Also, not just seeing the solutions, but also seeing the relationship as what you want, the outcome. You know, you don't, I tell people, you don't want to go back and get back with somebody because that's where it ended. So all you're going to do is get another ending result. And it usually happens quick. So what you want to really focus on is focus on, you can also take the relationship when things were going really good. And you say, I want to repeat that. And then actually manifest it tenfold. As I want something a whole lot more because of what I felt like we had in the first place. I don't want to go to the ending. I want to go to a situation where it's like we're together and picture that. And then start focusing on exactly what that means. You know? Because you had some limitations in your life. And me too. As we're in the relationship, things are going great. But it could also be those limitations.
Exactly.
Those limitations could have manifested in the idea of why it ended in the first place. So therefore, we want to take a look at those things and let them go. And then the easiest way to let go of something is to start focusing on the outcome. to start focusing on what we want. We don't want limitations, so we sit there and we see the limitations. Okay, we don't want that. Do we have to do anything about it? Just realize we don't want those. We're not suppressing them. We're just saying, I don't want that. So we erase those in our subconscious mind, and we implant what we want, and then we start focusing on that. And then we get that. And then we realize, even if it's something simple, man, make it simple, man. Go get your cell phone or a candy bar or whatever. So therefore, when you get that relationship back, you saw these other little things that build up to the whole thing of the thing that you created and the manifestations that you did, that you know you can manifest the relationship that you want and that you've always seen in the first place, because you've gotten rid of the limitations. Now you can do that.
I love that. That's powerful. It is.
Thank you. I got to do that too. But, you know, I always tell people too, don't wait. I mean, I was in a situation going to the thing and people say, you shouldn't wait for her to come back. I tell people, don't look at me saying, even asking me questions about when and where and what. If you look at me and see that I'm doing everything, I do. I work every day. I work on building my business, doing readings, working for the companies as well, working for people. Even the idea of being in a grocery store and running into somebody and they know what I do, doing a palm reading in the veggie aisle. You know, I'm doing my work. So I'm not waiting around. I'm not waiting around for anybody. I know for a fact in the process of getting the opportunity to actually cross paths, even to the point of getting to the point of reuniting, is in the process of living life. Because right now, right today, you don't see it happening. Why? Because you're supposed to be working and focusing on other things. It's always when you start really throwing yourself into your life and living your life again that these opportunities pop in, and then more likely you get back together, and then you have a tendency to look back and say, ooh, I didn't
That's
notice
true.
You got back together. Mm-hmm.
That's
so you're
true.
Just listening to the signs. You have a fascination with music.
I do.
So when you sit and look at the situation, see, guys, I didn't ask her. I said she got a fascination with music. Didn't you hear that? You can almost hear some doubting Thomases out there going, you know, and it's like a 50-50 chance you could have got that one. I never asked her if she has a musical thing. I said she does. There's a difference between asking and telling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I was sitting here, by listening to the signs, she has a fascination with music. It also says serenity, and that's where she feels the most. That's where she feels the most, because she's let go.
Right.
She loses
right.
herself. You lose yourself in the lyrics, and it takes you somewhere else. Now, if we could all learn how to do that in the process of bad situations, we would get through those things so easily, because we realize we've taken ourselves somewhere else to get away from the situation, that we can go back to the situation and get through it quicker too. So we have serenity.
Therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Seriously, also pay attention to, you know, the process of doing certain things and your guidance. I think you're more focused on hearing things than you are anything else. So it comes to music. You can hear the angels talk to you, and it's the idea of working on that gift. But I always tell people, when you start working on gifts, don't be surprised if other ones, you start realizing you have other ones, and you just have to learn how to incorporate those all together, and you'll see something really cool. All right?
Well, okay. Thank you so much. I love the cards you pulled for me. They're very helpful and hopeful. So I appreciate that. And I love the show.
Okay.
So I was just
saying, I love
the show tonight.
Yeah, I was talking about the situation where I was asking for donations and stuff, and sometimes I don't feel comfortable with that, but it's one of those things of telling everybody in the process of donating to the show, it's like you are also a part of the show too as well. It enables us to keep continuing to broadcast messages and to help people, because I feel like I like the format because there's no pressure or anything else.
Right.
You don't have to.
And you have a very loving intent, so people want to support you in that.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear that, too. Sometimes I'm kind of wondering. But I'm also trying to go to this college over in England called Arthur Findlay College. And if you actually go to my website, I have a link page. Go to the link and check this place out. It's a really beautiful place. And it's really one of those things where it just, you know, if you see it yourself, you're crossing paths, take a look at it. I think it was. I'm just very fascinated with this. Seriously. Because I feel like you're very gifted in yourself and the idea of the situation. Even if you don't go there, I think it would prompt you to sit there and look at the thing. Because I always tell people to go, like I've got Dorian Virtue cards. I know for a fact when I started throwing these cards, when I was living in Colorado, I found out I had other gifts too. It just made me want to really just do it more to the point where I actually really got into a lot of meditations and stuff. I mean, sometimes I used to meditate for 2 hours.
Wow.
It's one of those things that we're all here to give a service. Some people, do this kind of stuff. Some people, other things. It's just the idea of helping you realize more about yourself so you can give more. So
I love
try that
advice.
Out, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a great weekend, too. And give us a call back, too. If you don't take advantage of the readings and stuff, but still call us back and give us an update on how things are going with your life, okay?
Okay, I sure will. Thanks a lot. Have a blessed evening.
I didn't mean to keep you for so long, but thank you. I appreciate it, okay?
No, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. If I get to see me come back. There we go. Let's go on to, let's see here, area code 312. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's your name?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. How are you?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I heard what you said. I'm in a business relationship with a person that I've been having a terrible time with for the last couple of years, few years.
Mm-hmm.
And communication is terrible. That's the best way I can explain. It's terrible.
Okay.
So, I don't know what you can give me in terms of guidance. I've had all kinds of counseling, spiritual counseling,
mm-hmm.
lawyer counseling, psychology counseling. So it's not like I haven't been trying to do anything. It's just that I don't know where.
Okay. No, I'm sitting here looking up your area code.
I was listening to your show, so it's not really clear what it is you can see or do in terms, not do, but see in terms of where I am with all this.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
I'm trying to remove myself from that, and I've asked for mm-hmm. guidance. Prayer has been significant as well. And
okay. Yeah. All I was saying was I was looking at your area code 312. I was looking at that number up in my phone book. I was looking at the numbers up in my freaking angel book. I got this book by Dorian Virtue called Angel Numbers 101. I was looking at 312, and 312 is saying heaven is helping you stay positive and filled with faith, which
okay.
are two key qualities that allow the ascended masters to fully answer your prayers. You know, when you sit here and look at the whole thing, it's basically saying lean upon the positive and loving energies of the ascended masters who surround you right now as they're lifting your thoughts to higher levels of happy living. So it's like we talk about abundance. People have a tendency when you say abundance, the first thing they usually think about is money. They don't realize abundance itself. If you look the definition up, it's actually accumulation. And it doesn't
okay.
mean money. It can be, but
okay.
it's many, many things. And it's one of those things where I had a lady on the show, like, she kept on saying, I can't be abundant unless I have a job. And she didn't realize the idea of abundance was something that you accumulate with yourself, which basically means love yourself in abundant ways. When
okay.
you're not, when you're feeding into the world, as in the solution, you're taking self out of it.
Okay. And
so it's the idea of,
I understand that.
Did you? I was sitting there. I feel like I need to read this too. And it basically says, I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me. And I actually sat down and wrote that one day. I have no idea where it came from. My angels keep saying, we gave it to you. I said, okay, I didn't need it to that way, but it was just one of those things you feel like at that time I was actually thinking of the same thing. There was a lot of chaotic things going on and people not working. And the first thing that came up when I started talking to you was when I had my first psychic shop when I was living in Colorado, of working with a partner who, in the process of communication, was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always had trouble with Virgos. And she was a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I tried to communicate, you know, she was okay if you're just nicely talking to each other. But when she felt threatened, as you taking something from her, she really got bent out of shape trying to reclaim that, not realizing that she was trying to claim something that wasn't hers. But at the moment, she wasn't too crazy about the whole thing. Well, the moral of the story is, it was just a motivation for me to step out of my own. And that's what the whole thing was. And when I started talking to you, I got a business partner, lack of communication. We get a reflection back to ourselves of not communicating with ourselves as much as we should too either. But that's something you need to work on and ask yourself. Because I was sitting here looking at that, and I remember that situation too. There was a lot of situations around me too, as in people telling me not to leave the business because of what I was earning. And I made a decision that what was more important was how I felt. And I couldn't work with somebody I couldn't trust. So it didn't matter how much money I was making. I knew for a fact that that money that we were earning, that I was earning, I was a part of that. So it brought me back to the point of having more faith in myself to realize it was a combination of both of us that was creating this business. And the process of certain things faltering was because of the focusing too much on money. And we look at cause and effect. And people have a tendency to focus on the effect instead of the cause, which we have a tendency to lose that energy or that power to keep creating the effect. So the one thing I got with you was the idea of stepping out on your own.
Okay.
Seemed like that would clear up a lot of things from this situation, because one thing we have to understand too is this: people will be who they are. And we have to sit there and look at that and realize that they are presenting themselves just the way they are. And we have to ask ourselves, are we really having a lot of problems here and that kind of stuff? Because a lot of times people tell you, come to me, I'll help you out. We'll figure this whole thing out. When it's just a simple thing of saying, in the process of honoring yourself, you need to step out on your own to realize your own potential. See, when you're not doing that, that's the lack of communication with yourself, which is basically being manifested in the outer world of having a lack of communication with your partner.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's really profound. So it's because I'm not communicating with myself what I'm capable of. It's manifesting that I don't communicate well, and that's what the other person is feeling.
Exactly. So in the process of you, say we look at the situation, right, going, you know, this is a good opportunity for you to be a good example. You're going to step out on your own, which means you're listening to yourself. You're having that communication with yourself. Your angels, your guides are saying, you are here on this planet because you are here to make a difference. So this started off now to make a difference of being a reflection to this person for him to do the same thing.
Okay.
And this is going to, by that making that one decision, it's going to reflect in your outer world or realizing the potential that you have and that you can do it on your own. Of course, when we sit here and talk about businesses and stuff, we know for a fact it's a partnership with almost the world. You know, but we still have to work with ourselves and honor ourselves as being, here's the guidance that's coming to you.
Okay.
Because I was sitting there shuffling your cards, too. And we're doing these little three-card pyramids. Well, it seems to be going pretty well. People are liking these things. We're going to do these. I was shuffling your cards. And we're doing these three-card pyramids, and I think they're working out pretty well. Well, they seem to be hitting the spot on all these situations. So let's see what we get for you. We have meditation.
Okay.
Trust. self-acceptance. So I think it's kind of funny. I was here saying these cards are hitting the spot tonight. And I was like, that really kind of hits, that's an awesome confirmation, I think. Meditation, trust, and self-acceptance. And the process of, we were reading earlier about how meditation is a way of helping us to connect with the kingdom.
Okay.
God, with God. And it's just one of those situations people sort of talk about the whole thing, but I don't want to go down that road and say, okay, whatever you believe in, I'm just going to say this is what I believe, this is what I focus on, so therefore the idea of realizing in the midst of meditation is a way of letting yourself go to connect even more with your guides, your angels, God, and to realize by doing that one thing, that's where the trust card comes in at. To trust what you hear in the midst of meditation. Now, I was sitting here talking this one thing where it talks about here. There's a card. I actually wrote this down to make it easier so I could just jump into it. But there are little prayers you can use. Now, I use them for my to do readings and stuff when I do my work. But you can use them for anything. As long as I can find them. Let's see. And I don't recommend anybody drink any soda before you do a show because it's like putting you into a situation where it can be really embarrassing. Let's see here. Now what I do is I look at the situation and, okay, I know I'm getting close. Because what it was the idea of, here it is, ask, it's like Archangel Michael, I ask that you stand by my side and watch over me during during my readings and my sessions, ensuring that only God's love and wisdom comes through. Thank you. Now you can use that for anything. You can sit there and say, Archangel Michael, I ask that you stand by my side and watch over me during my meditations, ensuring that only God's love and wisdom comes through. Thank you.
Okay.
And if you don't really catch all this stuff as we're doing it, this show and that kind of stuff, I encourage you to go back in the archives. It's all in the archives on the show. So all you got to do is pull it up, listen to it again. I tell people out there, if you're writing real fast and trying to take all this down, That's kind of powerful in itself. So make it easier on yourself and go back in there and just listen to the archives. And you can hear all these sessions. It's also got Archangel Raphael, too. I ask that all my readings with your cards be accurate and specific and brings blessings to everyone involved. Please help me stay centered in my higher self so that I may clearly hear, see, feel, and know the divine messages that wish to come through. And you can do the same thing with your, if it's something where you're focusing more on, take a deep breath. If you take a meditation and you're focusing on meditation as in healing, you can take the certain specific archangels, like Archangel Raphael. I ask that all my meditations be accurate and specific and brings blessings to everyone involved, where it's like you're looking for guidance on how to heal oneself.
What angel is that you said?
Archangel Raphael.
Okay, Raphael. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to just group them all together, you can say, Dear God, angels, archangels, thank you for helping me and my meditations be accurate and detailed and filled with blessings for everyone involved. Thank you for helping me understand the deeper meanings of each meditation. So therefore, I can find out more about myself.
Okay. That's helpful. Go on.
Because I was sitting there saying, if you want to, there's another book by Doreen Virtue, too. It's called, I actually have it right here. And it's called Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Dentities. And actually, it covers all the guardian angels in there. And there's actually, after each chapter in there, it covers the Ascended Masters and the Archangels and what they are and who they are. But it also has meditations and ways you can work with them to also connect with them.
Okay.
So that was really good. So put your three cards down.
How could, what's the name of the book again?
It's by Doreen Virtue, and it's called Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Entities. Now, Doreen Virtue, the Ascended Master that she works with is Jesus.
Okay.
She even dedicates her books and stuff to him, too, as well. And she's always in a sense of gratitude and thanking. Because in this one here, she says, to God and the Archangels and Ascended Masters, with eternal gratitude and appreciation for their divine love, lessons, and support. So I always tell people, to look, these books are great, but also take it one step further and basically incorporate them in the way that they work for you. And what you do is, you get. Sometimes I read them for what they are. And actually, you know, sometimes I'll work with these things until I can definitely feel a vibrational raise in my energy.
Okay.
That, because people say, how long should I do it? Until it really resonates with you. And a lot of times when you go through certain things and you stumble through certain words, usually what that means is there's a block in you where you can't really say those things. But in the process of going over them a couple of times, you can change your subconscious mind and cancel out those ones in favor of what you're actually focusing on. And you'll have a different outcome. On your cards, I had the three cards, and I took two cards and put on top of those. So on top of your meditation and trust, it says clear your space. This is Archangel Jophiel. It says get rid of clutter and clear the energy around you. So that's, to me, it's a confirmation of saying, okay, what should I do? Well, whatever doesn't work right now, whatever doesn't make you happy and joyful, and actually contributes to your life in that process of making a decision to be happy, usually needs to go. Mm-hmm. And then it says, then the second card is Archangel Metatron, which says, priority. Focus on your highest priority. This, and basically Archangel Metatron in this card is basically saying, I will help you get organized and motivated. Now, usually when I see that card, that's just another confirmation that your highest priority is you. And the process of taking the time with you changes your outer world, which also has an effect on everybody in your world in a positive way. So if they don't contribute, usually what happens is they get canceled and basically pushed to the curve in favor of what's coming in, which is good for you. So we look at the situation. We have to have that priority, which is you. And this little three-card pyramid, your final card, which is on the top of this thing, it caps everything. This card is one of the angel cards. This is a healing with the angel cards card, too, that basically says surrender and release.
Okay.
Surrender, so when you get that going, what's that?
Surrender and release. Did you hear me?
I heard you, but I didn't hear it. I heard it, but I didn't hear it.
Surrender and release. I'm
that's
repeating
the, that. That's, yes, that's your final card, surrender and release. Yeah, I was sitting there focusing too and saying it would be great for you to actually, if you could book some time here in the future to actually sit down and do a reading.
Okay.
I would love to work with you.
All right. That's perfect. And I'm going to concentrate and meditate on what you told me.
Good.
Thank you very much.
And if I don't hear from you about doing a reading, please call us back and give us an update on how things are going with you too, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
You have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's see here. We don't want to lose anybody. Oops. All right, let's go into our next caller, which will be area code 407.
Hi.
Area code. Your name is what?
Kanisha.
Yes. So, Kanisha, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
I'm sorry if it took so long to get to you and everything, but I'm just trying to make sure we get all the information out because I just, you know, it's like I just want to make sure everything gets out there. So
oh,
how can
okay.
we help you tonight?
Yes.
So I was actually looking at you. I was looking at your number, too. I wanted to go and find out what 407 means in the angel book, too.
Oh.
So you go ahead and talk and stuff and tell the thing you call in for. And I'll look that up real quick.
Well, I wanted to know, my ex-boyfriend, do you see us, like, getting back together? Or if not, do you see anyone new coming in? Just two questions.
Okay. Well, while we're sitting there focusing on those questions, what I wanted to do is say 407 in the book means heaven is giving you a strong sign that you're heading in a positive direction. Keep going. And I was kind of funny. I wanted to read that first because I was sitting there going, I get the idea of, you said this is your ex-boyfriend, correct?
Right.
And so we don't want to fall into the masses who say, well, he's your ex, and that's where you should stay. I think people
right.
change. But in this situation, I'm not trying to be negative in any kind of sense of word. I'm just saying, when I read this, it just kind of confirms exactly what I was picking up on about moving forward. And in the process of seeing somebody else for you because of the situation here is this particular person I keep picking up on, I just feel like he hasn't really changed. It's like he's still rehashing and reliving and kind of going through the moves and that kind of stuff, where he can present himself on the surface as changed, but he has a tendency where he can't hold that very long because you do get the impression that's something he wants. But just like I've heard so many things people say, hey, you know, I got some reading from a psychic who said I should call this person. And I was thinking just because what it was, they said call this person because this person wants you to call them. And you're going to get that a lot. You're going to get a lot of things where people, like in the process of people crossing your path and going, okay, what did that happen for? You know, should I call that person? Is there potential getting back with that person? When it could just be a connection that's bringing to the forefront of what you don't want. Because we always get that one point where we're focusing, okay? We don't like where we came from. Okay, we don't like that. And I'm not saying it's a bad path. I'm saying this is about relationships where we've made a decision that we want the relationship we think we deserve. We want the future we think we deserve. We want the life we think we deserve. By making that decision, everything's going to change. You're not going to recognize it.
Okay.
The show is not over. But I was sitting there saying, it's not over. But see, the situation with him, I'll give you an example real quick, all right? I had an ex-fiance who called, and my angels came to me and said, she's going to call you. You're going to have the potential of sitting down and talking to each other, but you need to listen. I said, okay, I need to listen. So I got kind of frustrated for a minute because there was some communication, but it seemed so negative, you know. She was telling me things about how I feel about you, and she would send me songs. And I'm like, I wrote back to her and said, I don't want to hear songs. I want to hear how you feel. So it's okay to listen to a song or even look at the lyrics of a song, but tell me how you feel at the moment you heard those lyrics or heard that song. Don't write me the lyrics. And I believe that we do reflect each other and people crossing our paths and stuff, right? So I knew I was expressing myself in my own words, and that's what I wanted her to do, and I wasn't scared to say that. But when she called, when she eventually did call, and she started talking, she was bitching about everything that happened the last 3 years, everything that happened last week. So see, what the angels were trying to say was, listen, what do you hear? I hear a woman who's still in the past. So my guidance comes in that way, too. So when I was sitting here listening to you talk, and I heard this guy come up, that's what I got. If you heard him on what he was really thinking, you'll see he's still living in the past. And it seemed like you've made a decision that you want a new life. You want to make room. You want to make room for what you deserve, and who you think you deserve to be with. Now, the first person you thought about was your ex because of the feelings that you have for him, and the connection, and the idea of you're a very loving person, very loving, caring, and also get nurturing too. But it's also helping you realize in the process of that situation, even him coming up, to realize that you gave. But it didn't seem like he did.
Right.
So we tell people all the time, well, how come I still love that guy? Because you're a loving, caring person. It could be that simple. You just are a loving, caring person that you're never really honestly going to forget about anybody and stop loving anybody. It's just the idea of realizing it doesn't work between
okay.
the two of you. And that realization, that helps you realize one thing, too. You see the truth, that there's somebody else for you. Then you go to the next step, and you realize, well, I have to let go to let it happen. So we definitely see someone coming into your life. And I was trying to look at something here, too. Yeah, we still got 34 minutes left. So I was looking at the situation with you, and we get that out of the way. I wanted to sit there and shuffle your cards, and I want to sit there and we call these three-card pyramids, where we put down three cards as your foundation. We put two cards on top of that, and then we put a card on top of that. That's your pyramid.
Okay.
And the reason I encourage people to get private readings, okay, because we also do variations. We do 7 cards, 5 cards, and 3 cards. I've even done 6 cards. Now, you can imagine when we do a 3-card spread, it's actually 6 cards. Can you imagine doing a 7-card? So we really can't do that on the show to get everybody in. So what we suggest for everybody to do is take advantage of our prices right now, which is $33.33 for an hour, $22.22 for 40 minutes, and $11.11 for a 20-minute reading. So you can actually get those card readings in there and get the full advantage and the full effect of it. Because you get the effect here, too, with the 3 cards, too, to give you an idea what it's all about. But wouldn't you like to have the freedom of just sitting down and just, you know? And I always tell people, think about this. When you invest that kind of money in yourself, it really benefits you. You get the answers. You get the direction. And you know what to do. And with your situation, we're going forward. So we're going to sit here and shuffle these cards and get on with this whole thing. I'm just saying, if you want to take advantage, because a lot of people are asking for information. If you want to take advantage of the information and you want to take advantage of those readings, just give us a call. 747. That's not right. It's 740-500-8863. Or go to the website, which is psychicxjourneyman.com. Now I'm shuffling your cards, so I want you to focus too, because it seems like I really feel like you really want something powerful. That's true, correct?
Right. That's true. I'm sorry.
All right. No, that's okay. I'm just saying, like I said before, when I sit and ask for donations, it's just the idea of, like, I see the world. And we're all working together in the process of, like, when we do the work here, you take the information out there, you change your life, and the process of being a good example yourself, and someone sees what you're doing with your life, they change, and then that person sees that, they change, and it's a positive reaction. It goes kind of like a waterfall effect. It just goes across the butterfly effect. It affects everybody. And so we ask for donations to bring into the show. And actually, at the beginning of the show, I forgot to say, we're trying to bring donations in, too, for the holiday season, where a week before Christmas, we want to take those donations, basically compound it in one, like a money order or something like that, and give it to one family to make a difference. So if any of those things you want to take advantage of, just give us a call that you want to do that at 740-500-8863, or just go to the website and make your donation. And I tell everybody, it's one of those things, if you want to contact me after you've given a donation and get a reading, I have no problem with that. It's one of those situations where, honestly, I like asking for donations, of course. I think it's one of those things, like, I know for example, I love going to places like Walmart and those places where they always have those things at, like, McDonald's and stuff, where they have those donation things. I love giving to those things. I don't think about it one way or the other. Don't hesitate. Just, hey, at Christmas time, I'm looking for those red buckets. I like doing those things. It's a great way to keep balancing the world, too, where you just, that giving, it has a big effect. Not just with the giving you give. It's just, like I said before, it's like a chain reaction. Of one molecule hitting another. Boom, boom, boom. You see how that works?
Right.
And then next thing you know, you do make a difference. That's the thing. You make a difference. We all make a difference. Without you, the world would lose its equilibrium. And without you, the balance of the world would be thrown off. So it's the idea of understanding, why are you here? Just for that one thing. That would be good enough, wouldn't it? It really would. No one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone has a purpose. I'm still shuffling your cards. Sometimes I do shuffle sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to cut these real quick. And like I said, sometimes I ask people to tell me to stop shuffling. Sometimes I ask them to cut them. There's also sometimes it just comes to me real quickly, and they go, let's do this real quick. Let's throw some cards out, get some things going on. We also get a connection with you with somebody. What's it going to say? I have a grandmother connection with you. As just that. Grandmother. Almost like you look like your grandmother.
Yeah, that's what people say.
You're really quiet. You need.
I heard that before.
Right, because it says from here, it says, hello from heaven. That's Archangel Azrael. That's actually spelled Azrael. It says, your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings. So I got, when that card came out, I got a grandmother connection. And it was almost like the thing of saying, well, I needed some confirmation. And that the next thing that came out was, you look like her. The next card out was nurturing. It's Archangel Gabriel. And it's basically saying that you have a connection with children. It also says as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child, which you haven't been taking a lot of time for yourself. And it says both activities right now are very important for you.
Right,
it also backs it up with the... Go ahead, sweetie. You just had what?
I just had a baby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, in the process of nurturing this baby, you're also nurturing yourself. So... if you want, because some people sit there and go, you know, we've seen this with psychology and stuff, where they sit there going, leave the kid, you know, leave a baby to cry, so therefore it can learn to be little on its own.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to me, that contradicts the ideal of the human race. So honestly, we're all spiritual beings. We all love communion. We strive for being with other people.
Right.
So why would we teach our kids? Why would we teach our kids to be alone? That doesn't make any sense. So, you know, I think you should hug that kid as much as you want to. Sure, he'll get spoiled, but that connection will be established. So our next card was clairsentient. Clairsentient, it says, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. You know, if you feel like you should do something, or you emotionally think you should do something, you know? Physically is like when you get a feeling within your body. Emotionally is... you have a feeling and there's an emotion that comes after it. Like, you know, you have a little, you feel like something's going to happen. So you have this little anxiety. That's the emotion. It's just saying that this is the way the angels and everybody around you is like pointing out things to listen to. This is also Archangel Raguel. That's spelled R-A-G-U-E-L. Archangel Raguel. Now, I can tell everybody else, go to this book. There's also another book Dorian Virtue has too. I think it's talking about, it's a book. I don't have that one, but I do have this one. This is Dorian Virtue, and it's talking about, and this is the name I was told the last lady too. It's called Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Deities. And in here, there has a section. There's like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 archangels. And Archangel Raguel, that's what we were looking up here. If you look at this angel, for example, that's kind of funny. I actually went to that page. That's the first. This is the angel of arguments, resolving, cooperation, harmony in groups and family, defending the unfairly treated, empowerment, especially for underdogs. People who feel like they need to do something. It's also great for meditation of disputes, mediation of disputes, and orderlessness, which means bringing order to situations. Where it talks about Archangel, this angel is great for, is wonderful for resolving conflicts. So if you're having, and this could be anything, this could be a situation with your boyfriend, connection with people around you, but more than likely, if you're having any kind of conflicts with anybody, the first thing this angel will probably prompt you to do is, if you had an argument with someone or you need closure with that person, it's one of those things of sitting down and doing a forgiveness ritual, which is, you can say ritual or just meditation, where you sit down, you think of all the people you know right off the bat that you know you should forgive and let go of, and then we call it a sit down meditation, where you sit down and you let these things fall into place, and write down any other numbers you might hear, numbers, names of people you probably never even thought about for years. Because a lot of times when you do these things, they also come to the surface. It's just giving you another thing. Some things and some people that you haven't let go of might actually be causing blocks in the present situation that you're having to let go of those things. And this archangel is really good for that. But it's also pointing you back in the direction of yourself. To ask yourself, in the process of having conflicts with everybody else, what kind of conflict are you having within yourself? Because they always say if you want to change the outer world, you have to change within. Now, when I sit here and look at this situation of how things are affecting you. And so the two cards that I put on top of those three cards, the first one that came out was body care. And then we had counselor. Now, these two cards, the body care is actually touching the one that says hello from heaven and nurturing. Okay? So it's definitely going back to the nurturing part of you need to focus on yourself. It also talks about counseling. Now, this is Archangel Azrael, and this is you're a natural counselor because of the things you've been through, and you have benefited many people with your guidance and reassurance too as well, and you need to trust that. But in the process, I tell people, this is the big thing that I found when I started really doing this professionally, is that when you read these prayers I was saying, it's saying that you're talking to the archangels to help you. Right? Angel, it was actually God, angels, and the archangels to help you when I was doing readings, not just to get the messages across, but also everybody in this situation will be blessed. Not just you, but also me. So what it means is, as in the process of doing the sessions, you're both going to benefit from it. So we both need to listen. So as I'm giving you information, more likely it benefits me too. But it won't benefit me if I don't listen. So I've learned, as in the process of these things crossing my path, in the process of listening, I started realizing that I am a natural counselor too. I think everybody who listens, if you've ever seen people who really give good advice, they're usually good listeners. They didn't, I've had people ask me flat out, how many years of psychology have you had? Well, if you want to sit there and say, I've listened to the world for a very long time, then I would sit there and say, well, many, many years. But as the idea of going to school, no. And the final card for you is the ideal that you need to study that. The more you study yourself, the more you understand why things happen. You also understand the people that come in your life. And you also understand more. You understand the situations you're getting yourself into, good or bad. So therefore, you can either change your course that you've headed into, or you can embrace where you're at. Because a lot of times when things are going good, people have a hard time embracing those things. We had a couple of people that was on earlier today who had a relationship that dropped in their lap, and they were saying, I don't know if I want to let it go and become something. Which was a confirmation from guidance that was saying, you know for a fact that something's going to happen. That's why you're holding it back, because you're not really sure that you're ready to take it all in. But what the angels usually say in situations like that is to realize, to study the situation, study yourself, and realize it is happening. If it's happening, it's helping you let down your walls and let down your resistance to experience it, enjoy it. Because I've always told people, if you've got something falling in your lap right now, you've manifested it. If somebody walks up to you right now and hands you a $1,000 check, don't sit there and say, I don't take charity. Look at the situation of saying, oh, yeah, I was asking for a solution to my financial problems, and $1,000 would definitely help. So you, so people have to learn to receive. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I understand what you're saying.
Can you do it?
I have a quick question. Yes, with my ex. We have a child together. So if I cut him off, do you see him like cutting my child off, not wanting to deal with my child?
Well, when it comes to me, I get the impression yes. But I also get the impression that you're going to find solutions that it won't bother you one way or the other. See, a lot of times we sit there, this is what I'm saying. We have a card that says take back your power. And people are like, well, you know, right now I'm going after my husband for child support and that kind of stuff. Sometimes by putting yourself in certain situations because the world says that, you're taking power away from yourself, of your own potential, of realizing that, do you really need anybody? When you put yourself in a situation of need, you pull yourself into the world. When you step back and look at the situation and go, okay, what's the solution here that I can come up with? Then you're taking back your power. You're not letting society tell you that you're a victim and that you need their help. You finally come up with a solution. So I tell people solutions are as easy as saying I want them. When I sit here and talk about things that I've done on this show, it's the idea of giving people an ideal of exactly what you can manifest, which is almost anything. I mean, I'm serious. People sit there and go, well, I need a job. Do you? Or is it something that you're looking for, a financial, you're looking for, as I put him on my book, I'll sit there and say, I want to be blessed with $1,000 income. I don't say I want to earn $1,000 income. I want to be blessed with that. It's like, you know, look at the Bible. It says blessed. It doesn't say, you know, anything about income or earning. It says open up for what you deserve, to realize that you deserve it. And once you do that, then things have a tendency to fall in your lap repeatedly. When I sit there and look at things and manifest things, like I want to have a continuous stream of clients or even money, it's the idea of understanding that it's okay to ask for things as long as you're willing to take the responsibility of what that means.
Hi.
So if you're asking for great amounts of money, not just the idea of getting it for the sake of money. You should also look at the situation of how can you manifest it even quicker. Well, focus on why you need it or why you want it. How is it going to benefit your life? And then watch what happens. I've talked to too many people lately. I have a friend of mine who just moved to North Carolina. Didn't know how she's going to do it. But it was amazing how she said, okay, I just want to go. So I'm ready to go. I'm opening up to receive. In the process of saying I'm open to receive, all these opportunities fell in her lap. The first one was she wanted to move to North Carolina, but she wasn't too sure about going there to find a place. And all of a sudden, something came to her where somebody found a place for her in North Carolina. So she paid the deposit on that. So that took a fear away of going to North Carolina because she already had a place. And then she was trying to figure out, she worked for a construction company, and she drove this particular truck, and she felt like if she had that truck, then she wouldn't have to rent a truck, and that would save her some money. And she asked me about it, and I said, well, I feel like they're going to give it to you. And she, you know, first thing you say in your mind, why would someone do that? See, we're thinking worldly. We're not thinking in the spiritual sense of the word that whatever we ask for, we get. And so it was kind of a hesitant, but then she opened up and said, okay, let's see what happens. And you know, everything else is falling into place, so what, you know. A conversation hadn't happened yet where she got any kind of confirmation if they were going to do that. And then I told her, I said, well, just let it go. Because I feel like it's going to come up in a conversation of talking about something else. Well, as soon as she let go, sure enough, a conversation came along where they were talking, and in the midst of the conversation, they came up and said they were thinking about giving her the truck, which she almost fell on her backside. Because she said, that's kind of funny how that just fell into place. I had the thought, and then it happened. And then it was kind of hesitant when they were kind of debating back and forth if they were going to give her the truck, which they really wanted to. And then one guy felt like she really deserved it because of the potential she gave to everybody, right?
Right.
And then, in the last minute, they said, we're giving you the truck. And they did. And she didn't have to get a truck to go there, and all things started falling into place. But those things are really good motivation for everybody else to do the same thing. See, we don't realize that a job is not the only avenue to bring money into our lives. our financial, you know, it's like sometimes we just have to declare it. I want to be financially independent. And then let the universe do the rest. And that's what happened in this situation. It just happened. And she was, then this is the one that kicked me off the most, was when she sat there and said she was worrying because she had to go to North Carolina and she had to find a job. And then all of a sudden she said to her boss, she just kind of like let it go. She had the thought. She got kind of worried about that. But then she said, you know something, everything else is falling into place, so I just let go. And the process of another letting go, because it's a continuous thing. You know, things hit us. We have to sit there and make a conscious decision to let go of it because of the way it hits us. And when we do, that's when we get those really positive outcomes. And she was doing the same thing here. She goes, I'll forget. I'm going to let go of it. And the process of letting go, the company she's working for said they were going to retain her services and keep her on the payroll for another 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, whoa. So, you know, these are actually things that are happening right now. So, it's the idea of what can you do with your life. And the reason I told you that story, because I was in a situation, too, where I was like, the finances wasn't coming in, and certain people wasn't paying me back. But I wasn't going to be, for some reason, I came to a conclusion, I wasn't going to let myself pull it into that and realize, okay, what's my potential? I don't need anybody. If I have all the forces with me, guides, angels, and that kind of stuff, and I know for a fact in the past that when I listen unconditionally, all these positive things happen, and even to the point where I was listening to the world, it got me put in the streets. And when I stopped and said, okay, where am I going? I don't want to sit here and say I don't want to sleep on the streets. I want to focus on what I want. As soon as I say I would love to have a nice pillow and a nice bed to lay in tonight, I was guided to go to a hotel, which I did get argumented and said, okay, angels, you're leading me to this hotel. I don't have any money. And they said, it doesn't matter. Go and ask for what you want. You need this and see what happens. And sure enough, I walk into this place and I tell this lady what happened. It was actually over a certain woman who kind of wanted me controlling, to the point where she threw me out in the streets, and then she wanted me to come back to her when I was destitute, basically. And I just wouldn't let that happen. And I told this lady this stuff, too. I thought, my angels are guiding me to tell this lady the truth. I'm like, well, if I tell her the truth, she definitely won't give me a room. But, you know, she sort of listened to my story, and she looked at me right in the face and said, I promised myself I wouldn't do this again. And she gave me a room. And I did have $17 on me, but I didn't have the $35 for the night. And I was actually still 2 days from payday. That lady let me stay in that hotel room for 2 days with no money. And I even told her, I was being truthful with her too. I told her, I got $17. You want that? And she goes, no, you need it more than I do. So I kept my $17, went to the grocery store, gave me some food, you know, got me some food at Safeway for 2 days. And then I had a pillow and a nice bed to sleep in until I got paid on Friday, and then I stayed there for another 3 months. And I tell everybody, you pay attention to how these things fall into place, because they all seem to be in patterns, too. Like with my friend, you know, first it was the house in North Carolina she got, and then she got the truck to go there, and then she got an income, so she has an income coming in until she gets on her feet. So it's a chain reaction, 1, 2, 3. And it's the same thing with mine. I got to stay in the hotel, and then I found out the lady who was running that hotel, her husband was running this one place I actually wanted to live in as an apartment. Her husband ran that place. And then I got my first psychic shock. It was like a 1, 2, 3. And so it's like we look at our angels and how they got things all, the universe just kind of works together, all these things fall into place. So in the process of having things like this happen, or even hearing the stories, what's going to happen with your life in the next couple of months? What's one of those things you're willing to let go and open up and to receive to see all the miracles that are going to happen, blessings and that kind of stuff? Because they happen on a daily basis. I think sometimes we don't pay attention to certain things that happen, even if it's the idea of standing in line. I had this happen one day. I had some guy in front of me had a scratch-off ticket. He scratched off and won $10. And I just blurted it out. I said, God, I wish I had $10. The guy turned around and handed me the $10 and walked out the freaking door. I'm sitting there going, huh. And the only thing I can think of was just the ideal of letting down my resistance, tell myself I'm open up to receive whatever happens, miracles, strange, wonderful, unexpected things. I'm ready for these things to happen. And then I just let it go. And then walked out into the world, and all these things happen all the time.
Okay.
So I'm just saying with your situation, just let any resistance and say, okay, this is what I want to happen, and it's happening now. Or my simple one, I used to sit there and say, money is coming to me now. Money comes to me easily and frequently now. Or whatever you're focusing on. Say you want to get back with somebody. Just say to yourself, so-and-so is coming back to me easily and smoothly now. And be amazed what happens. And are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was listening to what you were saying. I'm here.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that's the hardest part for people to do, because I've had people do that. I've seen people sitting around, I've got to walk up and give them some money. And it was like, I can't accept this. I don't accept charity. I'm sitting there going, are you nuts? It's not the idea of giving you a check for $1,000. It's the idea of realizing that everything comes into your life because you want it to. For example, I was working in my shop. I told everybody, I made a vow when I got my shop, that whoever crossed my path, no matter their circumstances, no matter the situation they're in, I'm going to help that person no matter what. Every person that crosses my path, I'm going to help that person. And it's almost like the universe was doing that all the time. There was one lady come up here, and I'd have people walk in my shop and say, well, you're charging $25 for 15 minutes. I don't think it's worth it. Okay, no problem. It's like having confidence with yourself and saying, just like I did, I looked at the guy in the face and I said, okay, let's do a reading. And you, when it's done and over with, you basically give me what you think it's worth. And every time I've done that, they've always given me more than what I was asking for. It's just the idea of having confidence in yourself and say, okay, I can do this. I work on random.com. They call me Psychic X Journey on there. I had people come in there going, you keep saying that to everybody, if you get a reading with me, it'd be one of the best readings you ever had. How can you say that? It's called confidence, my friend. I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm going to give myself 110% when I do a reading with somebody. How could it not be one of the best readings you ever had? You know, we've had people do that with mechanics. They basically stand behind what they do, and so do I. If you ever be on this show, I mean, we don't do simple readings for people. You know, we sit in there until we feel like it's like the information comes pouring through. We want to make sure they get it all. You know, and it's just like I know for a fact the things I've seen. In the process of miracles happening every day, to the point of sitting down and having a flat tire, and realizing you don't have a spare. I didn't have a rim or a tire. I didn't even have a jack to go and pull up the side of the road. I'm sitting there going, I didn't want to feed into it. I didn't want to sit there and, you know, when I say don't feed into it, I mean I already know I got a flat tire, so I don't have to reaffirm that. What I need to do is focus on the solution. So sometimes in those situations, all I would say was there has to be an easier way. And every time I would have any kind of doubt, like, oh, I started counting the money up. Well, if I got to get a rim, it's going to cost me this. If I got to get a tire, I said, no, I don't want to do that. I would wipe my mind like a slate and swipe it clean and say, no, there has to be an easier way. And I just let it go. Then I decided to walk back down to this freaking gas station. It was a Sunday on top of that. So I was like, no, I'm not going to feed in that either. You know, usually nothing's open on Sundays. I said, no, I'm not going to do that either. There has to be an easier way. And that's why I kept telling myself, there has to be an easier way. So as we went to this carry-out gas station, some old dude walked in as I was sitting there just talking to these people and telling them what happened. And he looked at me and says, what size tire is that? I said, I told him what size it was. The guy goes, I think I have that in my barn. Now, he didn't tell me he had the whole thing. He said, I think I have a tire like that in my barn. So I'm thinking in my mind, tire, not rim. But I sit there and said it again. No, it's going to all work out. There's an easier way. There's an easier way. There's got to be an easier way. And so we were sitting there talking to the people there for about 20 minutes. The old guy comes back and says, you're ready to go. I said, what do you mean we're ready to go? He said, I found that tire, but I also found a complete tire rim in my barn. He said, it's already on your van. All you need to do is get air in it, and you're ready to go. I'm thinking to myself, oh, shoot. How much is it going to cost me, right? I said, no. It's got to be an easier way, right? I only had $20 on me. And guess what? The guy looked at me and said, how much we owe you? He said, $20 should do it. I was like floored, man. Everything just fell right into place. As long as I kept my resistance down and didn't attach myself to the situation and fear, everything just kept on playing itself out until the end result. A tire on the van and we're heading down the road. It was one of those things where you just kind of like, you go from faith to just knowing something's going to happen. That's going to have a positive outcome. And we need to hang on to those things because they always benefit us. It's always a win-win situation. We have a guy who wants to help somebody, and we need help. So, see, we both win. And those happen all the time. A lot of people, the one thing I was sitting there listening to the news, and they're talking about retirement. Tighten your belt up now, so when you retire, you can live comfortably. You know, but it says in the Bible, have abundant and prosperous life. Not just in the beginning or in the middle or the end. Continuous. And I think it's one of those things of realizing we need to keep down our resistance and not feed into things around us, but just trust our inner knowledge and our inner selves and our inner guidance, and we will always come out on top. So try that, okay?
Okay.
And like I said before, guys, I always recommend for everybody to take advantage of these 7-card angel readings. And we also do past life readings. Like the last lady said, she goes, you got some great rates, $33.33 for 60 minutes, and $22.22 for 40 minutes, and $11.11 for 20 minutes. Can I do anything? Can I have a card reading or a past life reading? Whatever you want. Whatever you think will benefit you, we will do it for you. And if you're open for suggestions, I usually say 7-card angel readings, because those are actually being classified as having, this one lady put it pretty bluntly, she said, it's like having my life on the table, where I can actually look at it and look at the little bits and pieces in there I have to change, because it's right there telling me not just the points I need to work on, but it's telling me how to, what I need to do to correct those situations. So try that out. And also the past life readings. The past life readings have a tendency to help us trace certain things that are happening in our lives now to a past life that we might be hanging on to. Well, we've done the work here in this lifetime. We've cut everything loose, but there's still some ties that are connected to the past, and it really helps.
Okay.
So if you get a chance, I would love to work with you, in this situation. And we'd also like to have you call us back and tell us how your life is doing. Because I feel like, the situation, you're still looking for an answer like, okay, you said I got to move on. But see, the more you work on yourself, the more you love yourself, the more you know who you are, the more you're going to recognize who you're going to be with. Because everybody sits here and goes, what do you look like? Who cares? That's not the important thing. Realistically, when you meet the right person, the one you think you're going to be with for the rest of your life, your significant other, that is an energy spiritual connection, not a physical. Doesn't mean it won't be. But the things you're going to notice first is the connection. Because people say, I feel like I've known this person forever. And that's a spiritual connection in the sense of bringing to the forefront of maybe past lives, but definitely a twin flame connection is usually something you feel like you've known this person forever. Because more than likely you have, and if you haven't had a lot of lifetimes together, you were created. We said this before the show, a twin flame is God created an energy that was so powerful and so bright, it couldn't be contained in one body. So therefore, you divide the energy into a man and a woman. That's why they're always drawn to each other, because they come from the same source, which was God, but also he created you out of the same energy itself. We'll soon,